Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Senate Majority Leader John Thune describes it as a very long road. The Senate has sent the House a bill to end the government shutdown.
On this vote, the ayes are 60, the nays are 40. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. The Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The lack of a deal on Obamacare subsidies has many Senate Democrats fuming, suggesting that Chuck Schumer's days as minority leader are numbered. As for the Republican leadership's handling of the shutdown drama,
what we saw here was steady Republican leadership. Thune did not blink. Mike Johnson did not blink.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire on the Salem Radio Network. The House could take up the end the shutdown bill tomorrow. In the meantime, air travel remains a challenge. Across parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes have had to break out the shovels and the snow blowers. First big snow of the season, a lot of it lake effect. Chicagoland's been hard hit with trees and power lines down. Numerous accidents on the roads and air travel's been impacted. Cold Arctic air extending as far south as Florida. The FDA will remove a long-standing warning from hormone-based drugs used to treat menopause symptoms in women. FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry and some other doctors criticize the current warning label as outdated and unnecessary. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 1 point, NASDAQ futures down 95 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage, no medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's Veterans Day today. Should be a little bit lighter for the traffic throughout the area. So far, no incidents that really caused any problems. About a half an hour ago, there was a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound right at the Beltway for a while. There was some lane blockage. Then they went to the shoulder. And now most of that has pretty much cleared. Beltway looks good. The JFX inbound is clear. Looking live here at both the Harbor Tunnels and nothing major southbound with all the lanes open. Big fire in Hamden again yesterday. Keswick Road this morning is still closed at 33rd Street. Local detours underway there. Plenty of room to get around it, but the investigation is underway, and that detour should be there throughout the morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly today with temperatures in the mid-40s. Wind chills feel like temperatures in the low 30s as winds gust up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, too, with lows falling back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 31 in Boley's Quarters and 28 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. More than 100 Baltimore City firefighters battled a Monday afternoon fire at an historic building in Hamden. The fire that went to three alarms broke out at around 4:30 p.m. at the building known as the Castle in the 3300 block of Keswick Road near 34th Street. Crews found heavy smoke and fire coming from a third-floor attic, and they were able to contain the blaze despite gusty winds of around 20 miles per hour.
And Maryland Democratic Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks again voted no on a federal funding bill to end the government shutdown. The measure passed Monday by a vote of 60 to 40. Van Hollen says the bill fails to prevent the looming health care crisis and rein in President Trump's lawless actions. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 933, the pick four 3169. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. John Harbaugh at the mic at Owings Mills yesterday, feeling pretty good after winning three in a row, but acknowledging that the climb continues.
On to the next game. So we're 4-5, have an opportunity to get back to 500. But we've got to win a game to do it in a tough environment against a tough opponent that we know each other very well. So.
And that opponent, of course, is the Browns this Sunday in Cleveland. It'll be a 1 p.m. start. Monday Night Football was a slog last night in Green Bay. Eagles led 3-0 with just over 10 minutes to play.
Shoulder pump fake. End zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Devontae Smith. Took it away from Evan Williams.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN, the lone touchdown of the game for the Eagles, but it stood, and a key fourth down stop propelled Philly to a 10-7 win last night over the Packers. Meanwhile, NBA on the hardwood, the Wiz led the Pistons by 3 with 1.9 seconds left to play.
In the corner. Stannis Jenkins connects. As time runs out, we're going to overtime. What a finish in regulation.
And it was predictable. Mark Champion with the call on FanDuel Sports Detroit. Dennis Jenkins' corner three sends it to OT, and the Pistons prevail 137-135, sending the Wizards to their NBA worst 10th loss in 11 games. Coming up in 30 minutes, the imminent return of Justin Tucker. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is, of course, a Tuesday, November the 11th, Veterans Day 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Happy Veterans Day. And coming up in the program in this hour, Baltimore County Council is reacting to the Towson Town stabbing. A 15-year-old charged without assault has now been denied bond. The Senate passes the deal to reopen the government. And that is our top story here today. Again, it is now coming to an end. We're on the 42nd day of the shutdown. Probably it's going to take at least another day or two to get the vote done. So technically, we are still in shutdown mode as the government can't reopen until the House. But the Senate did indeed vote 60-40, 8 Democrats joining Republicans in the voting to reopen the government. So from the Senate side of things, it's done. Done deal. You can tell that it's done even when fake news, CNN, accidentally spills the truth.
We've got plenty more on the other side. We will talk much more about this. Again, you're looking live at the Senate floor as the Democratic filibuster has been broken. We have so far reached 60. We're waiting for the official count. But right now, 60 votes that would unlock moving forward with this plan to reopen the government on the Senate side.
The Democrat filibuster, said CNN. Was it Freudian? Or is this a new directive now coming from the folks at CNN? Hey, we're bleeding or hemorrhaging listeners and viewers so badly now, we're going to actually have to start telling the truth from here on out.
And we'll that say. Hurts bad.
Yeah, it's very painful. It must have been an accident. There's no way they could have actually...
Little cupcake thing, boo-boo.
You never know. But it's kind of contagious because Dick Turbin, he was one of the 8th across the aisle. He inadvertently threw Chuck U. Schumer under the bus as well.
Many of my friends are unhappy. They think we should have kept our government closed indefinitely to protest the policies of the Trump administration. I share their opinions of this administration, but cannot accept a strategy which wages political battle at the expense of my neighbor's paycheck or the food for his children.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just the Trump. These are Trump administration policies. These are Democrat policies. And this was a Democrat shutdown. We just heard it was a Democrat filibuster. And Schumer was the one that was standing in the way, as were Chris Van Hollow and Angela Alsobrooks. They also voted no. They were part of the 40. Idiots. It's just amazing. But now that Senator Schumer has become... This is great. We have a pending civil war within the Democrat Party. The progressives have pretty much taken it to him. Mamdani, AOC, Bernie the Bolshevik, he voted no. He was really upset at these 8 across the aisle, including John Fetterman. In fact, Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, wrote on X yesterday, Senator Schumer is no longer effective and should be replaced. If you can't lead the fight to stop healthcare premiums from skyrocketing for Americans, what will you fight for? End of quote. So Democrats this is just great. This is a guy from the communist running in Maine, Graham Plattner, posted on X, quote, Chuck Schumer is not built for this moment.
Chucky's got a couple Peptos to chew on.
Yeah. Seth Moulton, Democrat Marxist from Massachusetts, quote, tonight's another example of why we need new leadership. If Schumer were an effective leader, he would have united his caucus to vote no tonight and hold the line on health care, and on and on and on it goes. So there you have it. We'll hear from the wannabe Newsom, Westmore, coming up a little bit later on in the program. But from the Senate side of things, it's over. So Speaker Johnson now will call the House back into session. There'll be a vote tomorrow in the House, and that'll pass. And the president will sign the legislation to reopen the government sometime tomorrow, we believe. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of things just coming in. Haven't seen that yet. Number one, this particular one in Anarondale County, there's no camera there. Northbound Route 10, the ramp to the Beltway. So if you're coming up from Ordnance Road on Route 10, you're joining the Beltway right there in Glen Burnie. Might be an issue at that point. There's also a report of an accident out of camera range, waiting to see if there's an impact. Outer loop near the ramp at I-95. And I'm looking at the traffic south from Wilkins Avenue, and I'm beginning to see just a few brake lights there. And the initial report from that scene was the two lanes were blocked on the Beltway. So again, we're just waiting to see what transpires here with this traffic coming south from Wilkins Avenue and then working its way down through that area. So we'll keep you posted on both of those. Overnight fire, that was a big fire in Hamden again yesterday at the old Northern Police Station. Keswick Road closed again this morning in the area of 33rd Street with local detours underway, but plenty of room to get around it. Not going to be a big problem right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, cold. It is really cold this morning. Partly cloudy, blustery. Temps in the mid-40s today. Wind gusts could reach 30 to 35 miles an hour. Those gusty winds, one of Chuck's favorite performers on the block years ago. Yes.
Gusty winds and Tiffany lamps.
Gusts will make it feel like in the low 30s. Tomorrow will be sunny and we warm back up to about 55 or so. Right now, windy 30 in Annapolis. It is 26 in Owings Mills at this hour.
Yeah. There ain't no picnic in Brooksville either.
Oh, here we go. Let's get out. Let's get out those violins.
32.
Where's the soap opera music?
19-mile-an-hour winds.
Okay. we should all feel sorry for Mr. Florida. Florida man.
Are the iguanas or the lizards falling out of the trees or something? Yep. Isn't that what happened?
My whole day.
No, but Chuck fell out of bed. So it's pretty silence, folks. As the government shutdown rages on, air travel in the U.S. continues to be a nightmare, and the FAA has essentially grounded all private jets hoping to fly into major airports in the U.S.
What am I going to do now?
So now, of course, now that we know the rich people and Congress aren't going to be able to fly, the government's going to reopen. Told you. U.S. Supreme Court will not take up a case that could have overturned same-sex marriage nationwide.
Oh.
I mean, what do you expect from dudes in black robes? Come on. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was released from prison just 3 weeks into a 5-year sentence for a campaign finance scandal. Apparently, he was being held at the Louvre. Two pitchers on the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Indians, have been indicted for rigging their pitches in order to influence gambling wagers and cash in. Gee, if only the MLB would pay them a living wage.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, how would you think they're making
anyway? Violin.
Yeah, exactly. New York Giants fired their head coach yesterday after the team blew another double-digit lead Sunday in Chicago. Last time New York experienced a crushing defeat like that was last week during Election Day. With Kami Mamdani. By the way, this is weird. The State Department wants to stop issuing visas to foreigners who want to live in the U.S. if they're overweight. Because after all, they're overweight.
No fat boy.
How would you be able to tell them from regular Americans? I mean, come on. Hey, did you see this about BWI Airport? We are not up there when it comes to most likely to get lucky during this holiday season.
What the hell?
Apparently, people hook up at the airport. I've never known this. I've never done this.
Neither.
Chuck, have you? Well, Chuck is always getting hooked up at the airport.
No comment.
What should we say?
I was flying United many times.
Yeah, Denver is number one, Fort Lauderdale number two, and then Newark is in the top five. Well, after all, what else is there to do in Newark?
But it's an, I guess it's a, I don't know, and I'm beyond, ew.
Yeah, Orlando's not on the, Tampa's not there. And Baltimore is like way down the list. We're number 30.
So we're a non-hookup airport?
Yeah, it's not a place you go to look to meet people. You know, okay?
To meet people.
No more clandestine meetings on the tarmac, Maggie. Wicked for Good hitting theaters on the 21st. And it must be good timing because they auctioned off the original Wicked Witch's hat yesterday.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back. I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too.
Yeah, the pony black hat that Margaret Hamilton wore in 1939 as the Wizard of Oz will be auctioned on December 3rd. Last year, remember, a pair of ruby slippers sold for $28 million.
Yeah.
The real ruby slippers. Yeah. Wow.
And then the hat sold last year for nearly $3 million, but now they're going to auction it off. How much would you pay for the Wicked Witch's hat? I imagine if you had money was no object.
Probably $5 million.
Yeah, I don't get into any of that stuff. I just can't. I mean, it's just they're inanimate objects.
Right.
You know?
They're dust collectors. I mean,
if you had,
it'd be great for like a week. Wow, I got this. Okay.
It's a conversation piece, but after that, then you got to insure it, and that's going to cost you money. It's kind of crazy.
But if you have money, you don't care.
That's right. If money was no object. Who's your pick for the best female lead singer in rock and roll history? Any ideas?
Huh.
I'll play three of the best and see if. You get Spurs any ideas?
You'd have me down on my knees now, wouldn't you, Barracuda?
Just like the white wing does,
sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The invincible winner, and you know that you are born to please.
Those are the top three: Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks, and Wilson. Agree or disagree in that order?
I say flip it around.
Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt, that's a great great selection. She is. And I think Linda Ronstadt, only because, look, this is a rock genre, but Linda Ronstadt did country, she did rock and roll.
Pat Benatar was an opera singer.
She did an airplane.
Yeah. She did a whole album in Spanish, and that went to number one. So, yeah. So, it's anyway, it's a cause for debate, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of good female singers.
Yeah, yes, there were, no
Aretha
doubt.
Aretha was one of my favorite, too.
Aretha, yeah. She was incredible.
Aretha could let it belt.
Tina Turner made the top 10, by the way, in that ranking.
I could see that.
Yep. Incredible voice. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, one man is really, really upset at the One Big Beautiful Bill and the shutdown sequence, and we'll tell you more about that in just a second here on Casey and Company.
Fox 45 News, the watchdog of local government.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
We challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
So what is the plan for more long-term solutions heading into this next session?
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News, investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
He was one of the millions who signed up to defend us long ago in 1941. And when they sucker punched us in Pearl Harbor, he fought under MacArthur 17 with an Army Thompson gun. Well, he stormed a lot of beaches, slept in jungles with the leaves. All things a young man should never see. And when they shot him in the shoulder, he got back up and he marched forward, left a lot of brothers dead in Kwajalein.
Happy Veterans Day. It is 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Yes, he is. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Yes.
Whitaker. The body is willing.
I was here listening to a fire call going out.
Are you done?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Take your time.
Going to be on the side street. Just checking.
All right.
I'd like to make sure we have the correct information.
Absolutely.
Proceed, Mr. Casey.
That's why we defer to you now.
Yes, thank you. Near the ramp at I-95 coming down from Wilkins Avenue, currently now on the shoulder. Grab some attention there for a couple of minutes. Backed us up a little bit. Right now, I would just watch your speed as you're getting down around Southwestern Boulevard and then towards 95 over on the southwest side. The other wreck in Glen Burnie, apparently at the ramp from northbound Route 10 at the Beltway. So again, no cameras there. If you're coming up north on Route 10 from Ordnance Road, definitely a heads up. Very minor buildups, if at all, right now. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels. JFX, you're clear. Roadway closure in Hamden again from the big fire yesterday. Keswick Road is closed with a detour at 33rd Street.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, blustery today, mid-40s. Wind gusts could reach 30 to 35 miles per hour. It could be, you know, with the wind chill down into the low 30s today. It's going to be cold, so bundle up. And tomorrow we warm up, sunny and mid-50. Right now it is 27 and windy in Ellicott City, and it is 28 in downtown Baltimore. This is Rich. Just got this. Let me print this out. I got a memo. An email, rather, from the Progressive Maryland. And it was sent to our email address here, am680@wcbm.com, but it's addressed to Karen. So I don't know what that's all about. There's maybe it's meant for Maggie. Oh, I'll have to share that with her. And just I'm just kidding. All right, 625, 25 minutes after the hour, Senate votes to end the longest Schumer shutdown in history. Right now, 42 days, probably going to be 43 days before it was all said and done. 60 to 40 vote came roughly 24 hours after the courageous eight, the eight Democrats that put country over party, put principle over political theater, and decided to vote with the Republicans, with the exception, lone exception of Rand Paul, because he just doesn't want anything to do with the CR. As it now stands, it's you know, the Biden era spending is still in this bill, and it's just going to extend everything till January 30th. One thing I did notice is they put in this bill protection that you aren't going to be able to listen in on phone calls of U.S. senators. That there is a shot taken at the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. Remember, because recently they were spying on all those eight Republicans. They get put in the bill, but the American people, the American citizens, don't get protection from spying, being spied on by our government. But those elitist senators, oh yeah, got to make sure that they look, wrong is wrong. I don't care whether you're a U.S. senator or a U.S. citizen. There should be no spying on any American by any agency. That being said, the Senate passed the bill to reopen. Let's get Senator Chris Van Hollen's reaction. Quote, I'm prepared to work toward a compromise, but this funding bill before us tonight does not come close to meeting those terms. Not only does it fail to address the impending explosion in working Americans' health insurance costs, it also lacks the necessary guardrails to stop President Trump from ignoring the law and withholding funds for important priorities. Again, that is a canard. It's a myth. President Trump is following the law. Chris Van Hollen wouldn't know compromise if it snuck up and bit him on the backside. Senator Angela also Brooks, quote, as I look in this new continuing resolution, I'm glad to see it includes language I fought for to reverse the draconian reductions in force, but I have maintained from the beginning of this Republican shutdown, that's wrong, that I could not vote for anything that does not address the rising health care costs, end of quote. Well, that would be Obamacare, so you better not be voting for that in the future, which premiums have gone up 60%. There is one person who's really unhappy, and that was a liberal filmmaker, lefty Ken Burns, for, of course, PBS and National Public Radio. They got cut completely out of the One Big Beautiful Bill, was not restored in this deal, and oh well. I know you won't be able to get over that, but you rural Americans, you people live in rural communities, how are you going to survive?
It's a big deal. They killed the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Incredibly short-sighted. It'll hurt mostly rural communities. Maybe that's their intention. There'll be news deserts. Nobody will be covering the school board or the city council meeting. They'll miss not only the children's and primetime programming, but they'll miss, you know, homeland security stuff, continuing education, classrooms of the air, warning stuff that comes from the PBS signal.
Yeah, I know. When there's an emergency, the first thing I do is go to PBS. You know, that's the very first thing I do. You know, so I can hear where the men that sound like women and the women who sound like men, you know, in NPR as well. But there you go. This is a guy whose entire career was based on PBS, okay? All his films, all his documentaries, nobody else was interested in seeing him. Nobody else wanted him. And so now he's upset that his ox has been gored. So poor liberal filmmaker Ken Burns, who was really upset that you rural Americans, people who live in flyover country. Now the Democrats care about you if you're in flyover country. It's because you won't have access to, you know, Bert and Ernie and Barney, the dinosaur. Look, there's some good stuff on PBS, and I'm sure there's some good stuff on NPR. I mean, I don't listen, but I'm sure there is some good stuff, but it doesn't mean that we have to pay for it. You know, join the competition. Competition is good. Years ago,
so
when there weren't many channels, I get it, I understand it, but again, it has became, it's just become an echo chamber for the progressive left these days. That's all it is, and that's all you get. And I think most rural Americans know that, and they've opted to choose to get their news from other. Oh, I don't know. Gee, there's this thing called talk radio. And there's news talk that's been around for, oh, I don't know, has been reborn ever since Rush Limbaugh, may he rest in peace, and when he started back in 1988, and so on and so forth. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at, the Senate passed, we talked about that, and Governor Moore is continuing his verbal attacks on the president. We have that coming up in just a moment. Right now, for the latest news headlines, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Veterans Day events will be taking place in Maryland today. In Annapolis, a ceremony presented by the Fleet Reserve Association will be held at Memorial Circle beginning at 11 a.m. In Baltimore County, ceremonies will be held today at the Dundalk American Legion Post 38 and at Essex American Legion Post 148 beginning at 11 a.m. There will also be Veterans Day ceremonies at VFW Post across the state. Many businesses will be offering specials and discounts for veterans, and the Maryland Transit Administration is offering free bus, light rail, metro subway, MARC train, and mobility service rides for veterans and active duty service members. Bail has been denied for a 15-year-old charged as an adult in Saturday's screwdriver assault at the Towson Town Center. The teen from Baltimore City is charged with six counts, including attempted second-degree murder and armed robbery in connection with the attack. During a bond hearing Monday, the judge also denied a defense request to hold the teen in a juvenile facility. According to prosecutors, the suspect and several other teens allegedly assaulted the victim and stole his watch. The victim was struck in the head with a screwdriver while trying to retrieve his watch and was taken to a hospital for treatment. The suspect has a juvenile record. And the Baltimore City Council is considering a measure that could increase the pay for commercial security guards. Councilman Jermaine Jones introduced the security officers' compensation bill Monday, saying it sets one clear standard for pay and benefits for men and women who guard Baltimore's largest commercial buildings. Jones says the measure would ensure that fair compensation reflects the values of the service that they provide. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
It's 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a reminder, if you're coming up Route 10 from Ordnance Road to the Beltway and then on the ramp to the inner loop, there was a wreck there. Several vehicles were involved. There may have been some debris involved on that ramp. So in the meantime, a couple of limited lanes as you're right there. And then the accident scene on the outer loop near the ramp at I-95 in Arbutus was in the roadway, now on the shoulder. And again, if you're coming south from Wilkins Avenue, just a heads up, some brake lights up ahead. And then after that, you're okay down towards the ramp at the VW Parkway and eventually into Anne Arundel County. And we're looking live. Lanes are open, good pace right now, and all clear southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly today with temperatures in the mid-40s. Wind chills feel like temperatures in the low 30s as winds gust up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, too, with lows falling back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, that didn't last long, talking about the good health of the Ravens, who played the last two games with all hands on deck. But yesterday came word that three Ravens suffered injuries to varying degrees in that Minnesota game. First, Rashad Bateman fell by what looked like a hip drop tackle, which is banned by the NFL, but apparently still goes under the radar, according to head coach John Harbaugh.
What is a hip drop tackle? It's an enigma, apparently, that can't be called during the game. It looked like a hip drop tackle. I think so, yeah, based on the definition. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that?
Not from us, but, you know, cornerback Marlon Humphrey with a finger issue actually coming into the game. He may need surgery. Harbaugh was a bit vague on that. And special teamer Jay Higgins with a brace on his knee exiting the game. Harbaugh saying not a season ender, but that one could be a few weeks. Week 10 in the National Football League last night came to a close in Green Bay. Final play of the game.
Here we go. Snap was low and the kick no chance. And this game belongs to Philadelphia.
Indeed, it does. It was a 64-yard attempt by Brandon McManus. Fell well short on that field goal attempt. I wonder if Justin Tucker could have made it. 10-7, the final. Philly prevails. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Giants have fired coach Brian Daboll after the team blew another double-digit lead Sunday in Chicago. Assistant head coach and offensive coordinator Mike Kafka will take over. The Giants have blown four double-digit leads in road games this season that have ended in losses. Just the second team since the NFL merger to manage that feat, joining the 2004 Seattle Seahawks. O's news, the team's coaching staff coming into focus now under first-year manager Craig Albernaz. Bird's close to naming Dustin Lind as its batting coach, and the Sun reporting this morning that Jason Bourgeois will be the team's first base coach. And here's interesting, Bourgeois, here's how you spell his name, B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S. There's many different ways to pronounce that, but according to Jason Bourgeois, here are some of the names that he's heard.
Borges, Borgois, Borgios.
Borges, I would think, would be the most
good. Borges, especially with Peter Borges being in St. Louis.
Okay, but none of those is the way to pronounce it, is Bourgeois. He was a teammate of Albernaz at AAA Durham in 2013, appeared in parts of eight MLB seasons. Update on the gambling scandal now rocking Major League Baseball. Prominent U.S. sportsbooks nationwide starting to impose now a $200 betting limit on baseball wagers centered on individual pitches and prohibiting such bets from being included in parlays. In an attempt to decrease the incentive for manipulation, a $500,000 bail has been put on Guardian starter Luis Ortiz for his participation in the scandal. The time now is 6:37. When we return, would you or wouldn't you?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Indians, Guardians, doesn't make a difference.
Is he a member of the bourgeoisie? That's the question.
Well, we don't know. We're going to have to ask him when he gets here.
All right.
Yeah. That's a very good question.
First off, all this stuff, I know John Harbaugh, the coach, was upset about the hip drop tackle. Have you noticed now, it's really becoming more. We're going to head to flag football one day because you can't horse collar tackle.
No.
You can't do the hip drop tackle. And there's another tackle. I can't remember which one it was. Oh, remember the hammer?
But you can't do that for a long time.
You can't do that for a long time. So we're heading really towards a touch flag football league.
Two-hand touch, or what do you think?
Probably. It's a little more difficult to do two versus one.
So I would say two-hand touch
would make it a little bit more competitive.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. Thing with Justin Tucker. Okay. He's eligible to come back today, the 11th of November. 10-week suspension is over. And there are some teams that need kickers, some playoff potential bound teams, right? Mm-hmm. Packers are one of them last night. I wonder if he could have made that field goal at the end of the game. The question, though, is do you or don't you? Do you make the move? If you need a kicker and you're playoff bound and you've got the cap room, Do you take the chance with the PR backlash?
I know the Redskins cut a kicker. It was a pretty good kicker, but he was accused of sexual assault.
Okay.
Just because he was accused, they cut him.
Right. Well, this guy, he's not really, he's been accused, but it's not like a legal case.
Right.
Like, nobody brought charges. It was only a newspaper report.
I understand there was a Justin Tucker sighting over the weekend.
There was a Justin Tucker sighting over the weekend in Owings Mills, actually.
Owings Mills. Yeah. Where in Owings Mills?
Around, you know where the Costco is?
Yeah.
The shopping center over there? Yeah.
The old mall.
Yeah, I don't know how. How'd you know that, by the way?
I know. I live right on the edge of Reisterstown in Owings Mills.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm in that Costco all the time.
Yeah, he was there early, shopping.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now.
Had a baseball cap
now
on.
They lost the Rofo endorsement. He needs fried chicken.
I didn't see any fried. Ooh, wait. What did I just say? There wasn't a fried chicken sighting.
Okay.
Anyway, interesting. We'll see if a team does pick him up.
Yep, we will. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Got a lot of folks here weighing in on the program here this morning. And this is in from Robert. He says, good morning. I think Blondie should be up there also on the top rock and roll female vocalists. That would be Deborah Harry, who is the lead singer of Blondie. Marty says, I called Van Hollen's office. They admitted they have no plans to actually lower health care costs, just to subsidize health insurance for those on Obamacare. Remember yesterday I told you, again, nobody was going to lose their insurance. It's just the subsidies to help pay for the astronomical skyrocketing costs that 60% increases that were caused by Obamacare. And this was written for the insurance companies, by the insurance companies, to profit, to benefit the insurance companies. President Trump wants to take that money and send it to you, the people. Then you can shop for your own health care insurance instead of the insurance companies dictating who gets what and when and where. But I looked it up. The premium subsidies you can make, I kid you not, you can make up to $600,000 a year and get a subsidy for your Obamacare health insurance policy. How about that, folks? That's really something, isn't it? That's who Angela Alsobrooks and Chris Van Hollen are fighting for, the half millionaires, okay? So just letting you know that. Governor Moore continues his verbal assault on President Trump in spite of the deal to reopen the government.
There's a barbaric nature to this ask and this request. We are watching the president who is literally breaking the law so people can starve. But we're not going to sit there and tolerate in our state.
You know, Governor Tax Moore, it's almost like he is the East Coast version of Gavin Newsom. Everything he's doing, Gavin Newsom has already done. And now it's getting first barbaric? Really? The President Trump is actually following it all. No man in the history of the United States and the history of the presidency has ever had to follow the law more closely than President Trump. He's the most prosecuted, persecuted, investigated president in history, and they still couldn't find anything on him to put him away because he hasn't done anything wrong. But there he is, flapping his gums all over the state of Maryland because he wants to be president in 28. He thinks he's automatically going to win in 26.
My message to President Trump is clear. Stop this shutdown.
There's no reason for us to have a federal government shutdown. We have a fundamental bond that has been established between the federal government and our states that has been broken.
Yeah. Well, it's not his shutdown. Nope. It is the Schumer shutdown, and 8 Democrats proved it. We just had Dick Durbin, basically CNN. Admitting CNN.
Yeah.
It was a Democrat filibuster. It was a Democrat shutdown. But again, the Gavin Newsom of the East Coast here in Maryland, Governor Tax Moore, still is, this is all about 28, folks. It's nothing to do. He could care less about the state of Maryland. That's obvious now, isn't it?
There is a chaos, and it is an intentional chaos that we are seeing from this administration.
Yeah. Intentional chaos. All right, well, more on Governor Moore in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
895 South, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Have some brake lights now right after O'Donnell Street, but everybody's going into the tunnel with both the southbound lanes open. We can see 95 next door, and we're still clear also at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and no issues there. Let me turn the volume down. That was just a little bit fire department. Talking a little bit. In the meantime, if you're coming up Route 10 and you're heading past Ordnance Road, that's where the backup begins. The wreck is getting up to the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway, and there was debris on the roadway. There was all kind of activity there. You might want to take the option of Ordnance Road and go over to Ritchie Highway and then pick up the Beltway from there. Use that as a detour route. The data is showing a pretty good-sized backup right now on the northbound side of Route 10. JFX, as you might expect early, nothing major right now between Ruxton Road and the Rabs downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Chuck, we have a question from one of our listeners who wants to know how you're able to concentrate on the WCVM program and at the same time the fire and police scanners, yet at home, when the TV's on, you can't really hear your wife. Oh, by the way, it's signed DeWitt, Brooksville.
Do you actually think I would answer that? I realize I'm dumb and stupid and old, but I ain't answering that.
That's good deflection.
Remember, don't leave home without it.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy, blustery, temps in the mid-40s today. Wind gusting up to 30 to 35. Gusts will make it feel like in the low 30s due to the wind chill. Tomorrow we warm up. It'll be sunny and back up into the mid-50s. So it's just this one day aberration, I guess. Clear 29 in Middle River, and right now it is 29 in Arnold. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Yes, that's what we call it. Guess who's celebrating their 125th anniversary?
J-E-L-L. It's a lie.
Jell-O.
Wow.
Celebrate. They've made limited edition No Thanks Thanksgiving molds, turning gross Thanksgiving sides like Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie into Jell-O desserts.
So, I'm in.
I like Jell-O, but there was something about the Jell-O mold that just I didn't really.
I'm not much into that.
Yeah. What, the Jell-O? I thought you liked Jell-O wrestling.
Yeah.
You were a big Jell-O wrestler, weren't you? Back in the day.
Used to do Jell-O shots.
Used to fill up your hot tub with
out of belly buttons.
Oh.
Jell-O shots. Good stuff.
Body shots.
Yeah. Body shots. Oh, so you seem to know a lot about the body shots, Maggie.
She knows. She went to the same place I went to.
Yeah. Was that you?
What was your favorite Jell-O?
Me?
Yeah, I like the strawberry Jell-O.
I like cherry.
Okay, cherry. Orange. There's lime green.
I always hated the lime green.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just, they always give you that in the hospital.
Right.
It's like slime.
Yes.
Papa John's debuting its largest pizza yet with the launch of the new Grand Papa Pizza. 18-incher double X pizza made with the chain's original dough. Comes with new deli pepperoni, three cheese blend, Italian seasoning, priced at just $14.99 at Papa John's. And the new salted caramel blondie is a warm, buttery blondie made with brown sugar, caramel chips, and some sea salt as well.
Oh, so, sea salt.
There you have it. That's
sea salt. We all salt.
Yeah. What's the difference between sea salt and other salt?
What is the difference between that? I'd like to know.
Yeah.
You can see it.
You got kosher salt, you got sea salt, you got, there's another guy, there's pink Himalayan salt now,
yeah,
I see in the store.
Pink Himalayan, they have popcorn you see all with them, pink Himalayan salt.
All these kinds of different salts now, and probably none of them are healthy for you. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate right. that. It is 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I got this email, and maybe it's meant for you, Maggie. It says, Dear Karen.
I have no Karen.
It's from the Progressive Caucus here in Maryland.
Aww.
I don't know how they got... I'll leave the last person's name out of it, but it says to Karen. And it says, Dear Karen, last night eight members of the Senate Democratic Caucus, and it names them, caved to Trump and Republicans, voted to advance the so-called compromise plan to end the largest government shutdown in U.S. history. Senator Angus King, in explaining his vote, said, quote, standing up to Donald Trump didn't work, end of quote. Well, that's probably the most honest thing they've said.
And the CNN thing?
Yeah. Democrat filibuster.
Could honesty be making its way in?
Yeah.
Transparency?
I think they just want to get rid of Schumer. That's the reason why they're really caving now. Here in Maryland, our fight for fair maps and democracy continues. Last Thursday, Progressive Maryland in Color of Change, joined by more than 25 partner organizations, had a press conference at the State House demanding Senate President Bill Ferguson work with Governor Moore to call a special session on redistricting. This morning, Governor Moore told a radio station he's committed to getting this done. So there's going to be a special session, you know that, on redistricting. So we'll talk about that here in great detail in just a moment. But I don't know how this email got to us, but they're upset. I can tell you right now, the progressive left movement in Maryland and elsewhere are upset at the leadership. Pelosi was the first to go. By the way, her daughter now is now running in the first state Senate seat.
So oh, no.
Yes, the Pelosi DNA just...
2.0.
It's actually the D'Alessandro DNA. Not so much Pelosi, but that's her married name. But in any event, she's now going to run. I think, what's her daughter's name? I can't remember her name. I'll have to look it up. But there you have it. They are upset. They want leadership gone. They want Pelosi gone. They want Chuck Schumer gone. And they want to replace them with the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars, the racist Rashida Tlaibs. And Ayanna Pressley's of the world, the Mamdani's, etc. Did you know that in 42 American cities, there are 42 Muslims serving either as mayors or as city council presidents? There is a huge push now to not only get communists and progressives in charge, but to take over cities with like they've done in London, where the mayor of London was a Muslim. And again, it's now pretty much been taken over. Mm-hmm. There are no-go zones and all sorts. I would venture to guess if you actually, I don't know for sure if you get caught wearing a crucifix or Star of David, if you could be arrested. But if you flaunt it in somebody's face, I've seen stories where people...
Is that like brandishing a weapon?
Yep, exactly.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is very, very sad what's happened in London. Same thing's going to happen here. Same thing is going to happen here in our big cities, unless you wake up and spill the coffee. All right, coming up next, Baltimore County Council reacting to the Towson Town Center stabbing. That 15-year-old charged as an adult has been denied bond. And we'll hear how her illustrious leaders react and what they fail to mention in that reaction right here on Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn Owings Mills, making it right.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price.
Toby Keith, American soldier, and a happy Veterans Day from everyone here at Casey & Company and Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It is 6:53. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
New problem, 95 northbound coming up through Howard County as you're passing the bridge here at Montgomery Road. The wreck is reported near the ramp and the bridge at 895. So that would be before the Patapsco River Bridge. And I just saw a medic unit going up to the median lane up into that wreck scene. Big backup already right here on 95 northbound. So heads up coming up from 175 and Route 100. We'll try to get a look at the accident scene. There is a camera nearby there, but it was blocked out with some bright sunshine just a minute ago. But we'll keep an eye on that. But that's a big delay now in Howard County, northbound on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast as you head out for work, school, whatever they're here this morning, bundle up because it is cold. It is with wind chill down into the teens right now. Partly cloudy, blustery today, mid-40s, wind gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. And that's going to make it feel like it's in the 30s. And again, tomorrow it'll warm up sunny and mid-50s for tomorrow. But right now it is cold here. And 33 and windy in Stevensville, 29 in Pasadena. I just want to say one more thing about Governor Moore's anti-Trump venom, rather, and the stance that he's. I think it's going to blow back here in Maryland. And as a Marylander who voted for Trump, first off, it bothers me that I understand you want politics or politics, but to call things barbaric and chaotic, and we haven't seen the kind of accomplishments from any president, including, remember Joe Biden? Let's compare and contrast that guy versus Donald Trump. 296 days in, all that he has gotten done. But there's $20 billion in federal funding up for grabs here in the state of Maryland. And if Governor Tax Moore, the Gavin Newsom of the East Coast, isn't careful, he's going to jeopardize that $20 billion in federal funding, including the key bridge that are desperately needed. After four teens were arrested in Towson Town following a reported robbery and stabbing over the weekend, Baltimore County leaders are saying it's unacceptable. But is it? In 2022, there were 425 incidents at the Towson Town Center. In 23, that grew to 551. In 2024, there were 560 incidents at Towson Town Center. And so far this year, with a little less than 2 months to go, 395. So we'll probably be up closer to around the 450 mark, where all is said and done. So there's a problem at Towson Town Center. And your Baltimore County Council persons, including the Democrats, are reacting to it. Here's a reaction from Pat Young, who wants to be your Baltimore County executive.
Recognize that we need to support our police so that, one, we can manage and also provide opportunities for children that live here in Baltimore County, but also recognize that, folks come from all over the place, especially to a hub that is a transit hub, and that we need to be ever vigilant to make sure that we're having a presence so that folks don't feel that they can get away with something.
All right, next up is another individual running for Baltimore County Executive, Democrat Izzy Patoka.
Well, it's certainly troubling. Young people need to have more productive things to do. We, as the government of Baltimore County, have to elevate what we're doing to make sure that we can provide some preventive measures before it even starts.
And Democrat Mike Ertel, who represents the Towson area, said this.
It's tough to sit here and say this to the public and say, well, the mall's really safe. Oh, yeah, well, that doesn't really jive with what you're telling us. But it, for the most part, if you're just coming here to shop, you're not going to, you shouldn't be a victim of crime at the Towson Town.
Yeah, is the mall safe? No, it's not safe, unfortunately. I hate to say that. The county councilman, Julian Jones, who also wants to be a county executive, issued a statement. I've been in close communication with law enforcement about any additional steps needed to protect residents at the mall. Mall management must also be a stronger partner in maintaining a safe environment, including fully enforcing common sense curfews to prevent unwanted juvenile activity. At the same time, we need to keep investing, blah, 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 blah. So what was missing from all these statements? Did you notice anything missing from all these statements? They talked about providing opportunities. There'd be more opportunities for the Utes. Okay, it's the mall's problem. Mall needs to. Well, there's a police presence. Nowhere is anybody talking about accountability. Nor is anyone talking about holding juveniles. This 15-year-old who stabbed another juvenile with a screwdriver, by the way, I was told yesterday that it's common practice, if you can't have knives, they take the screwdriver and they sharpen the point. They can file it down, or they can sharpen the point, so then it becomes like a mini knife, if you will. Mm-hmm. Can do a lot of damage. So it can. Where's the accountability? This 15-year-old had a rap sheet, a juvenile record. Should never have been out, of course. And the parents don't care. Obviously, it's Saturday night. It's 8 o'clock, and their little hellions are running roughshod over people at the Towson Town Center. Now, the Towson Town Center has a policy that if you're unaccompanied after a certain time, I think 8 o'clock is after that time, they can't be in the mall, period. So where are the security guards stopping these juveniles from entering the mall?
Yeah. Where are they? What are they doing? I mean, that's supposed to be in White Marsh. I believe the avenue has can't think of the term, but you're not supposed to be there without
a curfew.
Yeah.
So it is. It's all there. All right. Coming up next, the Beeb gets caught in a massive Trump biased moment. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
In Washington. The House is the next stop for a bill to reopen the government. Last night, the Senate passed the bill on a vote of 60 to 40. The House could take up that legislation as soon as tomorrow. House Speaker Mike Johnson says lawmakers will have to make up for lost time once the longest shutdown in history comes to an end.
Johnson looks forward to Congress returning to a regular legislative session after the House has been in recess for several weeks. And he offers this warning to fellow lawmakers.
There'll be long days and long nights here for the foreseeable future to make up for all this lost time that was imposed upon us.
The House Speaker sent lawmakers home after their September 19th vote to approve a temporary spending bill and has refused to bring them back until the government reopens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate bill keeps the government funded through January 30th, and it guarantees a vote on Obamacare subsidies. Parts of the Midwest and the Great Lakes digging out from the season's first significant snowfall. The lake effect snow machine kicking into high gear as chilly Arctic air filters as far south as Florida.
Local governments across the South have opened heated shelters. Hazardous road conditions are affecting travel in Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, gardeners in the Midwest and Northeast are advised to protect plants as the growing season ends. In addition, wind chills in Florida might cause iguanas to fall from trees.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. An illegal immigrant from Mexico is under arrest, accused of shooting at ICE agents in Chicago over the weekend. Death threats against and assaults on ICE agents have skyrocketed in recent months. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 2 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 91 points, S&P futures off 11. This is SRN News.
If you are 65 or older, you know this, inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to healthcare. Over the last 10 years, healthcare costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and copayments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other. Business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The two problem areas right now, the northbound side of Route 10 coming up between Ordnance Road and the Beltway. We had a wreck there about 40 minutes ago now that had debris all over the roadway. The backup was back to Ordnance Road on Route 10, so the option there might be to over the Ritchie Highway to go around that area. We're looking at traffic basically stopped here now on 95 northbound at Montgomery Road. The wreck is further up near the overpass where 895 crosses 95. And before you get to the Patapsco River Bridge, pretty good size backup here. So you need to have a heads up there coming up from Route 175 and Route 100. It's going to be stop and go after that point towards the bridge at Montgomery Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly today with temperatures in the mid-40s. Wind chills feel like temperatures in the low 30s as winds gust up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, too, with lows falling back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
31 degrees in Parkville and 31 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Annapolis police investigating two shots fired incident. The first was reported just before midnight Sunday in the area of Clay Street and Abney Lane. Officers went door to door to talk to residents and they confirmed hearing gunshots. Police say two unknown people were seen running toward West Washington Street, but a canvas of the area did not turn up any evidence. And while police were investigating that report, another call came in for shots fired along the 700 block of Newtown Drive. Natural Resources Police have issued a number of citations for illegally hunting black bears. The state's black bear hunting season ran from October 20th through the 25th in Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington counties. And over that time, officers cited people for hunting without a license, illegally targeting bears over bait, and hunting with rifles while prohibited from possessing firearms. And according to the former president of Randallstown NAACP, Ryan Coleman, a troubling trend lies within the Maryland justice system. Many juveniles who commit serious crimes are not detained. Rather, they are released and often reoffend. He says this largely seems to happen in black communities, making those communities less safe. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 933. The pick four, 3169. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, always telling it like it is, did it again on Sunday at the podium after the win over Minnesota.
Partially what got us to 1-5 was the fact that we came into the season maybe thinking, I'm not speaking for everybody, but we're the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Teams are just going to lay down and let us win games, and that's not how it is in this league. So we got punched in the mouth early in the season, but now I think we're responding well, and you know, we'll just have that scar tissue going forward when we just start stacking wins.
And the team has now stacked three in a row, and a win on Sunday in Cleveland, coupled with the Steelers' loss, puts them in a first-place tie in the AFC North. At the risk of saying the word Colts in this town that has long memories, have you been following what Jonathan Taylor's been doing this season?
They got second and short. That means it's Taylor time, and he's got the first down, and he busts away from the pack for plenty more. Jonathan Taylor, big run. There he goes, and Indianapolis takes the lead. 83 yards, the longest run of his career.
Adam Amin had the call on NFL Network. Jonathan Taylor with three rushing touchdowns Sunday for the fourth time this year. He's got 17 in 10 games, on pace for 29. The all-time NFL record is 31, set by LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006. Baseball news, the Sun reporting this morning that Jason Bourgeois will be hired as the O's first base coach. Dustin Lynn reportedly being hired as the team's batting coach. And athletic slugger Nick Kurtz, with 36 homers and 420 at-bats, wins AL Rookie of the Year unanimously, while Braves catcher Drake Baldwin won the NL Award in a tight race. Coming up in 30 minutes, tough injury news for the Caps. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And a happy Veterans Day to all of our Air Force veterans in our listening audience. Here's the Air Force theme song. Thanks for joining us here on Veterans Day. It is hour number two, 410-922-6680, our local number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Maryland prosecutors are beginning to push back on this idea that juveniles should not receive automatic adult charges for violent crimes. And six prosecutors say, no, not a good idea. Some are calling it treason. We'll play the evidence for you. The USAID and State Department partnering with multinational foreign corporations to effect change in the United States with President Trump. But our top story here today is the ongoing institutional media bias. It's not just here in the United States. We know that Alphabet Networks, ABC, CBS, NBC are all biased. Most of your major newspapers in the country. Also a lot of the cable, CNN, MSDNC, etc., all carry a very far left wing bias. In fact, President Trump has sued ABC and CBS successfully so far and got judgments against them. And when he hears the latest from the Beeb, that is the nickname for BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, they've now been forced to apologize to the public for a misleading edit of President Trump's January 6th speech. And the president is threatening a $1 billion lawsuit unless he gets a full retraction and apology by this Friday. So I'm going to play it for you in just a second. It's just, to me, it is blatant. It is in your face. There's no way you accidentally do something like this, especially when something as volatile as J6. Now, day after the resignation of the BBC Director General Tim Davie and they ousted the Chief News Executive Deborah Ternus, the Beeb is dealing with the fallout now of this. In fact, BBC Chairman Samir Shah has now publicly admitted the corporation made what he called an error of judgment. It's a little bit more than that. I think this is malicious intent. This is malice aforethought. Remember General Westmoreland? He was defamed and slandered by CBS back during the Vietnam War. That was a huge payout there. And I think the same thing is going to happen here. And we'll see if they retract and apologize and people have already been. But again, it's just not the people that made the decision. It's everybody. It's the line editors. It's the line producers. Somebody could have stood up and said no when this this was put forward as a fact. Okay, this is how the Beeb wanted to. We'll play it for you in just a second. I want you to keep in mind this is how what they thought was actual news reporting. But this was nothing more than just a hit job. This was a hit piece against President Trump. We'll play it for you in just a second. All right, 7:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Right, just a heads up, if you're traveling north and going up across the Delaware line, right at the exit for the Delaware Memorial Bridge, most of the lanes on 95 northbound are blocked. A multi-vehicle accident there, so that's going to be a problem once you cross the line, get up around the bridge on the northbound side of 95. 95 northbound here in Howard County is beginning to loosen up a little bit now north of Montgomery Road. And again, that traffic north from Route 100, you're coming up from 175. We had a wreck up in the area where 895 crosses 95. And right before the Patapsco River Bridge, at one point, two of the four lanes were blocked. It looks like now that the pace is beginning to loosen up, which could indicate that they have the vehicles off the roadway. We're still going to be backed up, but it'll be much better than it was even 10 to 15 minutes ago. We had the wreck earlier that had debris on the ramp from northbound Route 10 to the inner loop of the Beltway in Glen Burnie. The backup at one point was back to Ordnance Road. So Ordnance Road to Ritchie Highway, again, might not be a bad idea. We've been running just fine this morning, doing okay southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, mid-40s, wind gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Could make it feel like the low 30s today. Feels like that right now in the studio. Tomorrow, sunny, and a high of 55. I mean, it's crazy. Kristen's over there baking, and we're in here freezing.
I'm looking for a winter parka.
You could bake bread in there and bring it in here and freeze it.
Exactly.
Modern technology, we still can't figure it out. It's amazing. All right, Parkville right now, windy 28, and it is 29 in the Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the deal is done. The Senate has passed. The end of the Schumer shutdown. Today, the House will be called back into session. I'm sorry, tomorrow, the House will be called back into session. Speaker Johnson, they'll vote on it, and the president will sign it, and it'll bring the longest shutdown in government history to an end. And by the way, this could have ended 30 days ago, because this deal that was offered by John Thune was pretty much the same deal they had 30 days ago. So this was needless suffering on the part of air traffic controllers and the military, people's food stamp benefits, whatever the case may be. And one of the things that President Trump wants is that the money that was going to go to the insurance companies under Obamacare should go to the people. We'll get to that in just a second. But here he said he did not cave, the Democrats did, on any health care money at all, the $1.5 trillion in new spending, and no money for the illegals.
We're not going to be giving $1.5 trillion to people that came in from jails and from, the gangs and drug dealers and all of these others that they wanted to be given health care, which would have hurt our health care system.
And one of the reasons why the president was able to do this, Angus King was quoted as saying it's not working, this fight against Trump is not working, is because of the tariff money. He had tariff money that he could pay the military, partial payments to the air traffic controllers, partial payments to SNAP benefits. So it wasn't as stark as it could have been. Obviously, that can only last for so long, but that's a big reason. And speaking of the tariffs case, he basically wanted to remind the Supreme Court that if you upend his ability to, this is not a tax, this is a tariff, these are reciprocal tariffs, other countries are punishing our goods, our imports, our exports rather, why not be able to do the same for us?
We have AI factories, we're leading China by a lot, we have cars and, car plants coming in by more than we've ever had built before. All of that would go away if we lose the tariff case.
President Trump also has floated the idea. Bill Pulte, again, has basically confirmed this, that the 50-year mortgage might be a thing. Because it was FDR that started the 30-year mortgage during the raw deal back in the 30s. And President Trump says now to help homeowners, especially since the average age now of a homeowner is 41 when they start for their first home. That's ridiculous. It used to be in the 20s. It's 20 years now. It's tough for people now to be able to afford expensive homes. The average cost for a new home is about $500,000. Average. Average age, 40. So you got to do something. He's offering the 50-year mortgage.
It's not even a big deal. I mean, you know, you go from 40 to 50 years, and what it means is you pay... You pay something less from 30. That some people had a 40, and then now they have a 50. All it means is you pay less per month. You pay it over a longer period of time.
And look, the difference between 30-year, 50-year mortgage might only be $200-$300. But for young people starting out, every dollar counts. Not only do you have the mortgage, you have utilities, you have car payments. So every little bit helps, and the president's trying to think of getting people into those homes as quickly as possible. And when it comes to health care, he wants you to get the money, not the insurance companies.
I want the money to go into an account for people where the people buy their own health insurance. It's so good. The insurance will be better. It'll cost less. Everybody's going to be happy. They're going to feel like entrepreneurs. They're actually able to go out and negotiate their own health insurance. And they can use it only for that reason.
As to the air traffic controllers, those that stayed on the job will be receiving a $10,000 bonus.
I don't know. I'll get it from someplace. I always get the money from someplace regardless. It doesn't matter. I do a lot of bonuses for people because it's really something that... It's like the American way when you think about it.
Yeah. Reward people who stay on the job in spite of, again, very adverse conditions. And now to the $2,000 dividend checks that the president says he's going to be sending out and then pay down the debt.
We're going to issue a dividend to our middle-income people and lower-income people of about $2,000. And we're going to use the remaining tariffs to lower our debt. We're going to be lowering our debt, which is a national security thing.
He also said that he would have to pay back $2 trillion in tariff revenue and investments if the SCOTUS rules against him. A Syrian president and a former jihadi was at a historic meeting yesterday in the Oval Office. This was a guy that was running ISIS for a while. And Trump says he deserves a second chance. And let's see if he's able to keep Syria on the good side of the column. The president asked the Supreme Court to throw out the E. Jean Carroll sex abuse verdict. No word on whether they'll accept that case or not. He pardoned 77 alternate electors, including several top associates from the 2020 election. They included Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Christina Bob, who's been a frequent guest on this program, Jeffrey Clark, and Mark Meadows. New data in, economic data, showing that he's delivering results for the American families, lower prices around the breakfast table, all the way to the dinner table, and bigger paychecks. And the Republican senators included a provision in the shutdown bill that the DOJ cannot subpoena the senators, but not the American people, which has got a lot of people upset. And by the way, 30 subpoenas went out in the Russiagate conspiracy. The deep state actors in Florida, a couple of prosecutors have quit their jobs because they were in opposition of that, as you might imagine. We took out more cartel boats yesterday. Six cartel drug dealers dead as a doornail. All right, that's the way it went down. 296 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up, you'll hear what the BBC did under President Trump's January 6th speech.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right.
growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waskey. Go to HartfordLifeGroup.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Butterball Johnson.
All right, so the northbound side of 95 here in Howard County, still slow. Went back and looked at the camera at Route 100, so it wasn't backed up there. So that's good. It's moved up from that area, and now it's a little better. The accident scene must be off the roadway. It's up at the ramp where 895 comes over 95. Right before you get to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. So it's improving. No reason to detour right now, but still a bit slow. And then you'll be okay coming up to the Beltway. We're still perfectly fine going into both the harbor tunnels. And keep in mind, at one point, there was a slowdown on I-10 northbound, or Route 10 northbound, coming up to the ramp at the Beltway. According to the data, there is still some slowing there. That accident involved several vehicles, and there was debris on the ramp from northbound Route 10 to the inner loop of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, partly cloudy, blustery, mid-40s today. Wind gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Going to send that wind chill into the low 30s, so bundle up. Overnight down to the 30s again tomorrow. Warming up, sunny, mid-50 for your Wednesday. So we'll get back to more seasonable temperatures. 29 in cloudy Middle River, and it is 29 in Baltimore City. All right, here it is. This is the BBC edit. And you'll hear the edit first, and that what President Trump actually said will come after. Okay, so we'll play it a couple of times, so see in case you miss it. But here is the BBC edit.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you. And we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
That is stunning. That is a stunning example of left-wing bias to make the president seem like he was inciting, egging people on to go down and fight in the Capitol. And what he said was exactly the opposite. Cheer them on. And hear the music that they put behind it, very menacing music. This was done intentionally, malice aforethought. Here it is once again, in case you missed it. The edit comes first, and then what the president actually said.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
From the president's legal team comes this. President Trump will be left with no alternative but to enforce his legal and equitable rights, all of which are expressly reserved and are not waived, including by filing legal action for no less than $1 billion in damages. The BBC is on notice. So either demanding a retraction and an apology. If that doesn't happen by this Friday, let it rip. And if it's $1 billion, you know, again, if the Beeb goes bankrupt, so be it.
Too bad.
Exactly. All of these media, and again, I'm not picking on the British here because we've been doing it in this country for years against conservatives, specifically against President Trump now, by the state-run media, the drive-by media, as Rush used to call them. And again, you see it in the the papers have begun to change a little bit, except for the New York Times. They'll always be the New York Slimes. But every once in a while, the Washington Compost will do something that they still have major issues. And you notice there is a different tenor now at the Baltimore Sun. There's a title to the editorials, the stories. Again, it was usually at one point a far left wing, echo chamber. I remember our colleague Tom Marr used to call them the Calvert and Center Street Democrat Club. For years, I call them the Democrat Party newsletter. Since David Smith of Sinclair has purchased the paper, you do see a noticeable change in that direction. So I don't think there'll ever be, a far right wing publication, because you got to remember where they're being published and what they're serving. Anyway, interesting news here. The Supreme Court agreed this week, because everyone's talking about they didn't take up the same sex marriage case, and fully expected them to punt that one. But what I am encouraged about, they're going to decide whether or not if mail-in ballots can arrive after Election Day. Because in the Constitution of the United States, and they talk about federal elections, when they talk about the presidential election, it says Election Day, meaning a single day. One day, Election Day. It doesn't mean, and that means that really technically, I think, all mail-in ballots, all absentee, and that's what we should be going to, absentee ballots for people who can't be here, military, serving overseas, whatever, that they all have to be in by Election Day. There should, in my humble opinion, there should not be a single ballot counted after Election Day.
No grace period. Yep.
We should know by whatever it is, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on election night, that the results of the election. They do it in France. They've got rid of mail-in ballots. They do it in other countries. Now, why can't we do it here in the United States? This idea of, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to sometimes 30 days after the election, people are still counting ballots. And again, I'm just talking about even before there's a recount, whether it's a candidate initiated or whether it's within the margin of error. So again, I do think it's going to be very interesting, because that's what the Constitution said. Election Day. Not early voting. Okay, that would be out as well. I think they should look at that. Early voting should be out. There should be no early voting. There should be no mail-in ballot voting. It's Election Day, voter ID, paper ballots. Let's clean it up, shall we? Town Appliance, don't forget, check out Mayor and or Mayor over at Town Appliance, Reisterstown Road, right off there in Owings Mills. They have everything you would need, and it's a stunning showroom. Great deals, price match, the best service you'll ever receive. Got to go and say hi to Mayor for me at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. It's 7:30, time for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The Maryland Department of Transportation and the Pocomoke Indian Nation will unveil a roadside historical marker during American Indian Heritage Month. Members of the Pocomoke Indian Nation will join state and local leaders on Wednesday to highlight and acknowledge the tribal homelands, culture, and history. The unveiling takes place from 1 until 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Worcester County Visitor Center on Route 13 in Pocomoke City. The event will feature remarks from tribal and government representatives. The Orioles and MedStar Health are teaming up for a blood drive at Camden Yards on Wednesday. The blood drive will be taking place on the sixth floor of the warehouse at Camden Yards from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and donors will be able to park for free in Lot C. Donors with O positive, O negative, and B negative blood types are especially needed. And the city of Annapolis is getting ready to begin its holiday parking schedule. The program begins on Friday, November 28th, with the first 2 hours of parking free at metered and kiosk spaces, and 1 hour free at the Mills Hillman Garage when using the Park Mobile app through New Year's Day. The popular program encourages residents and visitors to head to downtown Annapolis to shop, dine, and stay during the holiday season. There's accessible parking available. Those with a disabled use license plate or a hang tag may use street parking for double the time posted, and accessible parking is available in all city garages. And more than 100 Baltimore City firefighters battled a Monday afternoon fire at an historic building in Hamden. The fire that went to three alarms broke out at around 4:30 p.m. at the building known as the Castle in the 3300 block of Keswick Road near 34th Street. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting. For zero cost and energy savings, call now.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Brake light's still there, the earlier wreck, and they were trying to remove some vehicles from the shoulder area. Northbound 95 coming up through Howard County from the bridge here at Montgomery Road up to the overpass where 895 crosses 95 before the Patapsco River Bridge. So again, if you're coming up from Route 175, you're passing Route 100 as you get closer to the bridge at Montgomery Road. There's definitely a speed reduction there after that point, and you start north up towards I-195 and work your way up eventually to the Beltway. There are really no problems at all for the traffic through there. Both the tunnels are still doing just fine. It looks like the wreck we had earlier this morning is now cleared from northbound Route 10 at the ramp at the Beltway. Local traffic in Hamden from the big fire yesterday. Keswick Road, 33rd Street, 34th Street are still closed through that area, and local detours are underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly today with temperatures in the mid-40s. Wind chills feel like temperatures in the low 30s as winds gust up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, too, with lows falling back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, didn't take long for Draymond Jones to make a substantial impact on the Ravens defense. Jones played 39 snaps, that's 60% in his debut. Didn't make a tackle, but did finish with two quarterback hits. Good pressure up the middle. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on Draymond Jones.
Yeah. Boy, Draymond, he did well. You know, he got all his assignments right and had all the terms right. It was versatile along the line. I think we talked about that possibility during the week.
And the Ravens also immediately tapping into his versatility. Here's the count. 14 snaps at left outside linebacker, 13 at right outside linebacker, and another 10 at left defensive end. This is according to Pro Football Focus. Things just got a little more interesting in the AFC North as well, not only because the Ravens are breathing down the Steelers' necks, but because of who the Ravens may face on Thanksgiving night. Reports out of Cincinnati have Joe Burrow out on the practice field, aiming for a return on Turkey Day night against the Ravens in Baltimore. And if that were to happen, of course, no Joe Flacco would be on the field that night. Caps rocky road continues, 3rd of 4 consecutive tonight in Carolina against the division leading Hurricanes. The Caps, after starting 6-1, have now gone 1-6-1 in their last 8. The analytics look good, but head coach Spencer Carberry says,
as you know, in this business, there's not a lot of moral victories, and when you don't get 2 points, it really doesn't matter how it looked. You have an L in the column that matters the most. And
then the news got worse last night. The Caps learning that left winger Pierre-Luc Dubois will miss 3 months after undergoing surgery for abdominal and adductor issues. College Park tonight, Terps men's basketball hosting Alcorn State. Maryland with problems against Georgetown over the weekend, outlined by head coach Buzz Williams.
We fouled too much, and we didn't get fouled. And I think that only time will tell. I'm not a genie, but I do think that we have to defend without fouling more.
Terp surrendering 30 points in the paint against the Hoyas in a 10-point loss. The time now is 7:37. When we return, you got to give manager Craig Albernaz some credit.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, you've got to listen to this audio. If nothing else, you've got to give the new manager some credit for his sense of humor.
Okay.
This was an interview on...
He took the job, so they don't know itself.
Right, exactly. In the first place, okay? This was an interview on MLB Network.
We've heard your press conference remarks, having visited with you now for the last 10, 15 minutes. It's impossible to disguise the New England in you.
It's so tough. I was waiting for the subtitles to start creeping up on the bottom. Like, yo, what's this dude saying?
So which name on the Orioles' current roster is going to bring out the New England in you the most when you have to talk about him?
Man, that's such a great question. Man, off the top of my head, it has to be Gunnar Henderson. So if I, like, Gunnar Henderson, like, it just flows. But if I try to, like, talk normal and enunciate it, it's so bad. Like, Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
This is going to be fun.
Yes, that is funny.
I don't know if you're going to win any games. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. That's a good one.
Love it.
Thanks, Gary. 738. A new bombshell thread from an investigative reporter, Data Republican, on X. And if you don't follow her, you should. She's amazing. A great researcher. Exposing a disturbing glimpse inside what appears to be a State Department-led color revolution operating through USAID, foreign NGOs, and left-wing organizations being fully funded by George Soros. Now, according to these new recordings shared by Data Republican on X, former USAID employees, remember they got doged, openly discussed moving internal groups off federal systems into encrypted signal chats ahead of Trump's inauguration. And then they would link up with international partners to mobilize against authoritarianism. The recordings themselves were taken from a USAID virtual meeting, capture a staff boasting about building coordination structures with Johns Hopkins University, international democracy and conflict mitigation spaces, and colleagues from around the world who had dealt with this directly. I mean, there's an office of transition in which they take people from authoritarian governments into alleged democracies, and that's what they're proposing that they do here. They get foreign influence funded by George Soros and other foreigners, and they would work against, they would launch a color revolution from inside the United States against President Trump. To me, that's treason. But I'll leave it up to the prosecutors once all this evidence gets in front of them. So we have some of the recordings here. This is a individual identifying by the name Van and going by the pronouns she, her, that they were preparing for the Trump administration.
We were somewhat prepared for this administration and in other ways not prepared at all. So ahead of the inauguration, some groups such as our Office of Transition Initiatives, which works specifically in countries and places that are transitioning from perhaps authoritarian governments or, you know, wartime into more peaceful and structured, hopefully democratic governments. OTI has been a major player, so they pre-organized because, as Danielle said, they had organized during the previous Trump administration to respond to threats to our U.S. democracy.
So Van, pronouns she, her, confirmed the first major protest organized by these networks, USAID, Stop Work, George Soros, and other foreign actors, took place February 5th, just a few weeks after the president was sworn in.
So this was really when Doge took over, closed our buildings. And that February 5th, we had our first large-scale protest organized in which several congressional leaders stood up with us along with agency leadership.
Yeah, so notice the pronoun we. That's the most important pronoun, not he, her, but we. She says we had our first protest February 5th. And so this really is proof that this was organized by Soros-backed group 501c3s and this other group called Indivisible. is the first solid link that Data Republican found connecting the No Kings movement, the State Department, and George Soros together working against the United States, working against the duly elected president of the United States. Another individual by the name of Ro Tucci from Johns Hopkins University talks as well about bringing in foreign actors.
A quick recap of what is that timeline. So for the U.S. Agency for International Development, just to put it into scope and scale, it has been around for more than 60 years. It has been had bipartisan support, strong bipartisan support. It has had earmarks in every budget. So this was a well-established agency of some 10 to 14,000 staff, $40 billion in procurement. Every year, we had all read Project 2025. We were somewhat prepared for this administration and in other ways not prepared at all. So ahead of the inauguration, some groups such as our Office of Transition Initiatives, which works specifically in countries and places that are transitioning from perhaps authoritarian governments or, you know, wartime into more.
All right, we had heard that clip. That was my bad. Of course, we'll see if we can find that other soundbite and play it for you. But clear, there's proof. They were bringing in foreign actors, foreign entities, foreign money to corrupt and to affect change. In essence, a soft coup against the president. They should be fully investigated, and hopefully that all stuff will get turned over to the Justice Department. 743, by the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time to give us a call and reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and do that right now. Chuck Whitaker is here with all the latest. Chuck.
I brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game December 6th at Towson University. There are some slowdowns on the Beltway, outer loop at Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, and the west side, not as bad as normal, but still right around Liberty Road south from there through I-70 and down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I-95 northbound, a little slow yet, coming up through Howard County. There was a wreck earlier before the Patapsco River Bridge, and at the overpass where 895, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, crosses 95. Still slow right there at the scene. So again, the heads up would be for any traffic coming north from the area at I-95 and then moving up north of Route 100. Still some brake lights. They're moving, but the pace is still slow on 95 northbound. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. And right now we're good. Very nice at the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open on 895 and 95 south. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season tickets are available now at BaltimoreBlast.com and Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Yeah, we start off bitterly cold this morning, partly cloudy, blustery with temps in the mid-40s, wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Could drop that with wind chill factor down into the low 30s tonight. That's where we'll be for the low, and tomorrow warming up again, sunny mid-50s for the high. Right now it is windy and 31 in Annapolis, 29 in Columbia. Time for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today we have WCBM keychains and pens up for grabs. Connie in Perry Hall is with us. Good morning, Connie.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Probably last.
Okay, good luck to you. Hopefully you'll get another winner today. Hopefully Chuck breaks out of his slump, which might have to drag him out of it. Who knows? Story one.
Can't drag me anywhere. I'm not into that.
A bloody fight broke out at a TP Turning Point USA event at U.S. Berkeley yesterday. Antifa terrorists crashed the gathering, and they and other far-left protesters turned the Turning Point USA event into a war zone. The leftists chanted, F your dead homie, regarding Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Who are their parents?
Story two. Since January, D.C. plastic surgeons have seen a wave of Trump insiders asking for overt procedures in line with a Mar-a-Lago face look.
What's a Mar-a-Lago face look?
Yeah. Apparently, it's all the rage, according to the D.C. plastic surgeons. They say, look at Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah, or Kristi Noem.
Or Kristi Noem.
It is a thing, actually. Unfortunately.
Apparently, Kristi knows all about it. So, story three. A criminal illegal alien posing as a police officer has been arrested in Chicago last week. Jose Herreras Guzman was caught when the Chicago PD began using facial recognition after they received a tip that one of their officers was actually an illegal. So they used it to vet all officers, and yes, Guzman was caught. He had been part of the force since last year. All right, story one, bloody fight breaks out near a TPUSA event at Berkeley with Antifa. Story two, D.C. plastic surgeons see a surge in Mar-a-Lago face. And story three, criminal illegal alien posing as a cop gets caught. All right, we will start with Kristen this morning.
That's why you should never talk. Let's get put up. All right, I think number three is true, and I'm in between. I think I'm going to say, number two, not because it isn't happening. It is a thing, unfortunately. I don't know why beautiful women want to, like, ruin their face, but I doubt they're calling it Mar-a-Lago face. So I will say two.
Okay, of course it goes to story number two. Chuck?
They could call it a lot of things.
Mar-a-Lago face?
Two, I think, is the fake news.
Which one again? I'm sorry.
Two.
Number two for Chuck. Maggie?
Sadly, one in three are totally believable, so I, too, say number two.
All right. Maggie also goes for two. Connie, you're going to go with the pack or break off?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the pack.
All right. Connie goes with the pack. Story number one, that's sad, tragically, but yes, a bloody fight broke out at Turning Point with Antifa in Berkeley, California. That is a true story. Story number two, Mar-a-Lago face is also a true story.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Story three is our fake news story of the day.
I let everybody off the
track. Sorry about that, Connie.
No, you did, because I was with number two as well.
Yeah.
So. Down again.
As number three.
Yeah,
it's
unbelievable.
It's to outwit Chuck's strategy. Yeah. You know he's going to go with us. So I picked the wrong one on purpose. No, I didn't. I'm not really that smart.
The slump continues.
Yeah, yes, it does.
I think you hit on something, Kristen. I don't know why attractive women want to do that to themselves. They're already very attractive.
Look at Meg Ryan.
And
then with
the Botox and the
Megyn Kelly, Laura Loomer, Laura Trump.
Laura Trump. Yeah, what happened to her?
It's that frozen face.
It's like maybe they think they're preemptively going to stop the aging.
You can't tell
still
what their emotions are.
No, I don't.
It's
I don't
frozen.
Like that. Don't worry yourself.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Look, aging comes for all of us. Just look at Chuck. All right.
Oh, burn!
That's nice. That's nice. You don't want to use me. I'm one of the outhouses.
That's right. Look.
Mar-a-Lago.
Hey, I look like Phyllis Diller.
You know, Chuck, what I love about you, you just get a dowel and some spackle, and you're good for the day.
Yeah, that's true, Mr. Casey. It's a shame. The problem is you have to let it set overnight.
That's right.
Oh, no.
See you in a couple.
Chisel it off.
7:50. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement,
congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And happy Veterans Day to the U.S. Army. Thank you for your service when the caissons go rolling along. And in Chuck's house, there are just cases. No caissons, just cases. Cases and cases and cases. They're all over the place, folks.
Caissons.
Caissons as well.
The caissons keep rolling. By the way, speaking of the caissons, my father was in World War I. So congrats to you.
The greatest war. Yeah.
He was 17 years old in France.
And today's the day that World War I ended.
Yep.
Armistice Day became known later as Veterans Day. We'll talk about that on our coming up in our American 250 celebration in just a second. All right. Thanks for that reminder. Thanks for his service.
Yeah, he was a young man, 17 in 1917.
Wow.
In 1900. So ain't that something? Northbound 95, the wreckers are still here. I finally got a camera shot on this wreck, 95 North, before you get to the Patapsco River Bridge. See the wreckers still there in the median, so they're crowding just enough of that lane to keep us slow coming north from the bridge at Montgomery Road. So it's going to be probably 10 minutes from the beginning of that, going past the accident scene, and from that point coming up to the Beltway, you're good to go. There's no reason to get off and go over to the Parkway or Route 1, but when you get to Montgomery Road, try to stay to the center and the right side of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, temps in the mid-40s, winds gusting, could reach 30 to 35 miles an hour, gusts will make it feel like in the low 30s, overnight low in the 30s, tomorrow sunny, and a high of 55 or so. So we're going to warm back up, but right now it is a chilly start to the day, and right now windy and 30 in Parkville, 31 in Pasadena. Let's take a phone call here from Hugh in Baltimore. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling in because when you were playing how the BBC changed what Trump had said, it reminded me of something that happened right here in Baltimore back in the early 80s. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name of the station that did it, but Simon Wiesenthal came to town. You've probably heard of him. He was he had an organization that was hunting for ex-Nazis that were hiding out in different places in the world and exposing them and getting them brought to trial, et cetera. So, you know, he was doing that, and he came to speak in Baltimore. And one of the things he said is, I will never say that the time has come to forgive and forget, you know, the Nazis and what they did and things like that. I don't remember exactly the phrase, but something like that. And the next day I turn on the TV and they say, and here's an excerpt from Simon Wiesenthal, came to town last night, and he said, the time has come to forgive and forget. And they played the excerpt and they said, he said, the time has come to forgive and forget, but they left out the part where he said, I will never say that the time has come. They left that out, totally changing the meaning of what he said.
And this was on television?
Yeah, television right here in Baltimore.
I'll see if I can find it. I'll see if we can round that one up and see if it's still lurking out there, because they have this thing now called the internet. You know, it's crazy.
Right, but you're right.
It's been going on for quite some time. And again, we've seen it. Again, you get these left-wing news editors, assignment editors, and producers, and they impose their own belief system on the rest. And this is really, it's almost like a cult, like a Jonestown thing, you know?
Yeah, and instead of being news reporters and saying this is what happened, they're changing it, and they're not reporting, they're actually making it up.
Yeah, it's a good memory of you. Thanks so much. I'll see if we can dig that one up from the vault. Appreciate the call. Seven states' attorneys stood shoulder to shoulder yesterday, and they are voicing opposition to a state commission and their first major recommendation since they were restructured last year. This is on the juvenile justice reform. State's attorneys from Cecil, Hartford, Howard, PG, Frederick counties, along with city state's attorney Ivan Bates. Again, the commission is recommending that that juveniles charged with violent crimes not be automatically charged as adults. They want them charged as juveniles, and then if the crime warrants it, then the prosecution can up the charges and decide to charge as adult. And those prosecutors yesterday did not think that was a good idea.
Why would we give them an influx of even more kids? Doesn't make sense.
What about a child charged with rape? Are we going to now let them go home?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point by Ivan Bates. But again, we're talking about violent crimes here. These are not misdemeanors or petty crimes.
They're the murders. They're the attempt murders. They're the robberies, the carjackings, the rapes. Those are types of violent crimes.
And the fact is that there isn't any consideration whatsoever, Bates says, for victims of these crimes.
Well, first of all, I didn't hear anything about the victims. But I think one of the things, when you talk about the victims, you'll find out most of the victims are black and brown as well. But we're also looking at the data and the statistics. When I talk to myself and my colleagues, we don't know where this number is coming from.
And I think what they're failing to see is that these young adults, that they're not children. They are sophisticated offenders. Many times this is far from their first contact with the justice system.
Yeah, and this commission's report argues that this practice of charging automatically as adults disproportionately impacts children of color, placing them in, air quotes, dangerous environments, where 85% of the time the cases are either dismissed or sent back to juvenile court. You know, here's the deal. It is the parents of these individuals that place them in a dangerous environment. And, again, I, with all due respect to Ivan Bates, he was talking at some point about charging the parents of these juveniles.
Yes.
What's happened to that? That died a very quick death. And when that starts happening, I think maybe not for their crime, because the person who commits the crime would be accused and have to be found guilty or innocent, whatever, or not guilty. What about the child neglect? Or there's any number of other charges that can be rendered here in this particular case. But we'll see. Will Smith, watch him. He's going to aim to watch the senator who loves juvenile thugs. He is going to be introducing this bill in the upcoming General Insane Asylum in January. Stick with us. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Passed by the Senate last night, a bill to end the government shutdown now goes to the House, where lawmakers could take it up as soon as tomorrow. Meanwhile, air travel disruptions persist.
Air travelers can expect cancellations and delays to worsen this week.
There's a supply out of New York Airport yesterday at LaGuardia at 5 o'clock, and we got delayed until 9 p.m., and then they canceled the flight and sent us here to reroute through Denver.
The FAA is moving ahead with deeper reductions in flight schedules at 40 major airports, at least 1,000 more on the books for Tuesday. Amy Lark and her husband are both air traffic controllers.
Uncertainty and that financial strain is becoming unbearable.
Unpaid for more than a month, some air traffic controllers have begun calling out of work. On social media, President Trump posted, "Get back to work now." I'm Ben Thomas.
Forget about what the calendar says. It feels and looks like winter across a wide swath of the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the South. It's cold as far south as Florida, and up north in some places there's quite a bit of snow on the ground. It's Veterans Day.
I think as we celebrate Veterans Day, the 11th month, the 11th day, back in 1918 when World War One ended, it was a time to celebrate peace after significant carnage in Europe.
Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. President Trump will pay tribute to those who served.
In commemoration of this national holiday, the president will pay tribute to America's fallen military service members. This morning, he'll participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, followed by a Veterans Day speech.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 16 points, NASDAQ futures down 92 points. This is SRN News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. But what's more, MediShare members like it. We know this from member surveys. They like it a lot. It's a proven thing now. MediShare has been around for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing, too. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they will waive your application fee. So you save $100 right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. Again, the deadline is November 15th, so call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway coming up from St. Hudson County. The inner loop just before the VW Parkway and north of the bridge at 170. It looks like they're in the left-hand lane for the most part there. But if you're coming up from Camp Meade Road, you're back at 648. You're coming up from I-97. That's the reason for the backup. When you get to 648, probably want to stay to the center and the right. The outer loop is slowing just a bit. They're looking at the accident scene. Northbound 95, the wreckers are still moving vehicles from a wreck northbound 95 before the Patapsco River Bridge in Howard County. And we still have delays there. You need to stay to the center and the right. There's an active fire call now in the city. It's affecting Liberty Heights Avenue near Hilton Street up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly today with temperatures in the mid-40s. Wind chills, feel like temperatures in the low 30s as winds gust up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, too, with lows falling back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 33 in Edgemere and 33 in Joppatown at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Veterans Day events will be taking place all over the state today. In Annapolis, a ceremony presented by the Fleet Reserve Association will be held at Memorial Circle beginning at 11 a.m. In Baltimore County, ceremonies will be held today at the Dundalk American Legion Post 38 and at Essex American Legion Post 148 beginning at 11 a.m. There will also be Veterans Day ceremonies at VFW Post across the state. Many businesses will be offering specials and discounts for veterans, and the Maryland Transit Administration is offering free bus, light rail, metro subway, MARC train, and mobility service rides for veterans and active duty service members. Bail has been denied for a 15-year-old charged as an adult in Saturday's screwdriver assault at the Towson Town Center. The teen from Baltimore City is charged with six counts, including attempted second-degree murder and armed robbery in connection with the attack. During a bond hearing Monday, the judge also denied a defense request to hold the teen in a juvenile facility. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 933, the Pick 4, 3169. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I always buy my emergency food from my Patriot Supply. Fair prices, fast shipping, quality food.
We love buying from My Patriot Supply. The products are fantastic and service is excellent.
My Patriot Supply is America's most trusted emergency food company. And right now, they have a special offer for listeners of this station. It's called the Black Friday Survival Special, and it comes with a four-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, even a water purifier, bug-out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. And it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A minor controversy coming out of the Ravens-Vikings game this past Sunday. Minnesota getting called for 8 false start penalties at home, which is unheard of. A couple of Viking players suggesting that Ravens defenders mimic the cadence of quarterback J.J. McCarthy, throwing them off. Technically, it's illegal, but rarely, if ever, called. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh pushing back on the question from this reporter.
Seemed like they thought that you guys as players were doing things.
Oh, really? Did they? Impact. Did you read all the quotes?
I'm reading them.
Did you read the head coach's quote?
I didn't see the head coach. I see some from Aaron
Jones. Are all the other players?
Meanwhile, so just to wrap that story up, it is not called generally in the National Football League, and there will be no investigation in terms of the league. Meanwhile, one down note from the Ravens' win Sunday was the team's performance in the red zone, settling for field goals the first 3 times in.
We need to be scoring touchdowns down there. We're good enough to do it. It's a combination probably of got to keep putting our guys in the best position we can with, you know, great plays and creative things to do. You got to run the ball in the red zone. That's really important.
Orioles news. The Sun reporting this morning that Jason Bourgeois will be the team's first base coach. Bourgeois, 43 years old, spent the past 2 years with the White Sox. He was a teammate of manager Craig Albernaz at AAA Durham in 2013. Now, it's a hard name to spell, and according to Bourgeois, harder for some to pronounce.
Borges, Burgoyes, Borgios.
FYI, it's spelled B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S. That's 4 consonants and 5 vowels for those keeping track. Coming up in 30 minutes, the MLB, not the only league, dealing with a gambling scandal. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is Veterans Day, and a happy Veterans to the United States and Navy. And, of course, that is Anchors Away. Thank you for your service. We honor all living veterans on this day. More on that coming up on our America's 250 celebration in just a moment. A programming note that tomorrow morning during this hour, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale will be joining us in studio for the entire hour. So it'll be a very good conversation. Looking forward to having that conversation with Ed Hale Sr. That is tomorrow here on the program. If you have a question or topic you'd like for me to ask or cover, with Mr. Hale. You can certainly email it to me at sean@wcbm.com. That's sean@wcbm.com. We'll see. I can't promise we get them all in, but we'll see what we can prioritize. I'm sure many of you will have the same question, that is for sure. Baltimore County Council Chair Julian Jones, who wants to be your county executive, recently commented on the Baltimore County Memorandum of Understanding, the MOU, regarding ICE. And remember, Baltimore County was named as a sanctuary jurisdiction by the Trump administration, and then all of a sudden it was removed from that list. Not quite sure what changed, if anything, because I've read through the Memorandum of Understanding. It just seems to me as if the Baltimore County Detention Center, and that's who it covers, really. It doesn't cover the police or anybody else. The Baltimore County Detention Center wasn't communicating with the federal government, and that's maybe the reason why they were on the sanctuary list. But here's what Julian Jones had to say about the MOU and cooperating with ICE. And remember, he wants to be your Baltimore County executive.
Hello, I'm Baltimore County Councilman Julian Jones. I'm going to give a quick statement as it relates to the Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, between Baltimore County and ICE. Number one, I do not support the overly aggressive and outrageous tactics of ICE that they've been using that has spread fear and terrorized our communities. Number two, I support the immigrant community. I support anyone who's come to this country, work hard, and contribute to our society and have not broken any laws. Number three, as it relates to the Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, I see this as a clarification and not a sign of cooperation, okay? This had to be done to protect the citizens of Baltimore County because of the incompetence of the Trump administration. They don't even know the difference between Baltimore City and Baltimore County. So, number four, if I thought for 1 minute that this was a deviation or some sign of cooperation with ICE, I would be the first one to demand change. I'd be the first one to stand up and make sure that we are protecting our immigrant community. So thank you so much, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we will discuss in just a moment what he just said. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic as we near Thanksgiving, it's Butterball Johnson.
Thank you so much, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome.
The northbound BW Parkway, there's a report now of an accident at Route 175. Looking at the camera at Route 32, and that is indicating that there is a backup through there. So we're getting a report there may be at least some partial road blockage now confirmed by the camera shot here at Route 32. It looks like they cleared the wreck from the Beltway from the Interloop just before the BW Parkway. That pace was a lot better there just about 2-3 minutes ago. So whatever backup was down there, the camera was out at the Beltway at I-97. So we never really saw the backup, but we know we always get a delay at least that far. Now that should begin to loosen up. The wreckers are still there. This wreck has been there for a while. I-95 northbound in Howard County, before you get to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge, the wreckers are still there in the median. Not a big backup now, but a little bit slow northbound right at the accident scene. Keep in mind, Baltimore City Fire was out. Active fire call on Liberty Heights Avenue at Hilton Street up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A little blast of winter for you here in mid-fall. We are going to be Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy and blustery. Winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour today. It'll take temperatures in the mid-40s and drop them down into the 30s, and that's where we'll be overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny. It'll clear, warm up a bit, 55 for the high. And right now we're looking at 31 and windy in Severn. It's 30 in Bel Air. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, it is time once again, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to update you on America's 250th birthday celebration. America's 250th birthday is brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It was on this day was the war to end all wars came to an end. Though the ceasefire, which was then called an armistice, was signed at 5 o'clock in the morning, it specified that at 11 a.m., would be the hour the actual fighting would cease. Tragically, in the intervening 6 hours of fighting, an additional 11,000 more soldiers were killed. Following World War I, President Harding in 1921 had the remains of an unknown soldier killed in France brought to Arlington National Cemetery and buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier. Inscribed on that tomb are the words, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." October 4 of 1924, President Coolidge stated at the dedication of the monument to the American Expeditionary Forces, quote, "They did not regard it as a national or personal opportunity for gain or fame or glory, but as a call to sacrifice for the support of humane principles and spiritual ideals. If anyone doubts the sacrifices which they've been willing to make in behalf of what they believe to be the welfare of other nations, let them gaze upon this monument and other like memorials that have been reared in every quarter of our broad land. Let them look upon the representative gatherings of our veterans. And let them remember that America has dedicated itself to the service of God and man." End of quote. 2 years later, Coolidge began issuing proclamations honoring veterans every year. And in 1938, the day became a legal holiday. 1954, the name Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day to honor all soldiers of all American wars, 4 million who served in World War I, 16 million in World War II, nearly 7 million served in the Korean War, 9 million served in the Vietnam War. From the first Gulf War to the present day, 7.4 more million men and women have served. And while Veterans Day honors the living soldiers, the Memorial Day is one that we honor those who died in service. As to the tomb of the unknown soldier, DNA test later identified that body as of a pilot, Michael Blassi, who was flying an A-37B Dragonfly when he was shot down near An Lac, South Vietnam. In 1998, the body of Michael Blassi was reburied at Jefferson Memorial Cemetery in his hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. And U.S. Army veteran Charles Michael Provence wrote the poem, "It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. A happy Veterans Day to all who have served." All right, that is going to do it for America's 250 celebration. And it is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
And now joining us is Michael Freeman, the lead counselor of the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Sean. Gee, it's such a terrific program so far. It's
thank you. Thank you so much.
Really, really great. I'm looking forward to the end of it. You know, as I look back over the years, WCBM has always played a very important role in supporting veterans. Going back to Rush and of course, Tom, and probably others that I'm not even aware of. But I remember being on conference call with Tom Marr.
Right.
And he was, you know, he was so vigorous in his support of veterans. And I came out of that first, it was the first conference call I'd ever done back in the old place, WFBR. And I realized, you know what, he really believes stuff. You know, he really believes in the Marines and Semper Fi and whatever. And it's bled over to WCVM from Sean Hannity and you know, all the way up to you and the guys who are working at the station. So I think in this day that we support the veterans, we can also say a support to the people that support the veterans, not only the veterans, and people like you guys at WCBM who've done just a tremendous job over the years. It's been great. So that's it for today. Today is celebrating our veterans and looking back on our history, and I hope everybody can take a couple minutes out of their busy day and just think about what those folks have meant for this country. So there you go. So we'll be back to regular business next week. But this is a good day to kind of reflect. All righty?
Perfect. And very kind words, and especially about my former colleague, Thomas Aquinas Marr, who was, you're right, he was, we called him the Mad Marine because of his temperament sometimes. But he loved the Marines, and he loved veterans and loved this country. Yeah. And
you knew where he stood.
You certainly did. There was no gray area with Tom.
Yeah.
Michael, thanks so much.
Tom, for a great show today. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Law Office of Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. It's 823. And once again, here with the latest on traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck, Howard County at the ramp, Route 29 at Broken Land Parkway. It's partially blocking that ramp. The interloop of the Beltway did recover, actually is recovering from the earlier wreck right before the BW Parkway. The road is back open again completely, and all the lanes are open. If you're coming up from I-97, might still be just a bit slow through there. And then keep in mind, we had the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound. There was an SUV involved near the ramp at 175. The word right now, they're off the roadway, but the backup is still back at Route 32. And we still see the wreckers working at the accident scene northbound 95 before you get up to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. So anybody north of Montgomery Road, again, there's a speed reduction there, and you should stay to the center and the right side of the roadway. Absolutely nothing going on right now at the Harbor Tunnels. City Fire busy. They had an active fire call up on the northwest side at Liberty Heights Avenue between Hilton Street and Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, mid-40s, wind chill down to the 30s. A little warm-up tomorrow, hang in there. Right now, 31 and windy in the city, and it is 29 in Reisterstown. Got an email or text, actually, here regarding Julian Jones from one of our listeners, and he said, pretty funny listening to Julian Jones. I worked with him when he was a firefighter in Anne Arundel County, and that is not how he talked when he was a firefighter. Seems to me he might be pulling a Jasmine Crockett and changing his voice. And the way he talks to match his constituents' demographics. That's from Firefighter John. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, look, this attack, he's called ICE overly aggressive and said they were terrorizing our community. This guy wants to be your county executive, thinks that those whose job it is to enforce the law are being overly aggressive, and he basically called them terrorists. I think that's a pretty outrageous statement by a Ballmer County Council chair who wants to be the county executive, and he should be made to retract that and forcibly apologize for insulting the brave law enforcement agents that are working in ICE, who are now being shot at in Chicago and elsewhere, whose cars are being run off the road, etc. And he says he supports the immigrant community as long as they didn't break the law. Well, if you came in this country illegally, that's breaking the law. That's a misdemeanor to start. And if you committed another crime, if you come in and you get deported and you come in again, then it's a felony. The second time, first time is a misdemeanor, second time is a felony. So which part of the immigrant community are you supporting, Mr. Jones? The legal one, which we all do, or the illegal one, or both? So again, words have meaning, and he's trying to distance himself. Look, I've read through the MOU that he's talking about here. And I don't know why there wasn't communication between BCDC and ICE, but there was. Maybe it was, I don't know, Kathy Stelthmeyer. Maybe it was Johnny Zero that encouraged them not to communicate or cooperate. But this is not a 287G program, as it is being described and written about in the media. It's nothing even close to it. All they do, if there is an immigration detainer on you, and you've been arrested and you're in the county detention center, then they will hold you up to 4 hours. That's it. If there's a judicial warrant detainer on you, then they'll hold you up to 48 hours. But ICE has to come and get you. And what was happening in previous administrations, Johnny Zero, is that they weren't contacting ICE for whatever reason. So I'd like to know from, remember Melissa Hyatt, the chief with the big hat? Maybe she was the one that put the kibosh on that. Of course, she doesn't run the BCDC. That's under somebody else. So I just think it's interesting. We need to find out why there wasn't cooperation. Now, the Trump administration has removed them from the sanctuary jurisdiction list. But I think what Julian Jones said about law enforcement agents is disqualifying to be a Baltimore County executive candidate. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Don, being a former law enforcement officer, I'm getting sick of these juveniles coddling. I mean, these people coddling to these juveniles. I mean, the judges got to do more. Ivan Bates needs to do more. It's just getting out of control here. I mean, they're hitting people in the head. They think it's a game. They just broke into an AB body shop, knocked the overhead door down, stole Mercedes, crashed that all the heck. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And another thing, Sean, the Julian Jones said what he said, that, you know, that's not right either. And, you know.
You don't like the law, then change the law. But don't attack law enforcement officers or agents who are enforcing the law. That is their job.
Right. That was my job. I didn't like what I had to do sometimes, but when we locked up juveniles, it was a little different. What we would do, Sean, we'd run a warrant check on them. We'd get a Y number. A Y number is a custody number. Then we'd call their parents, and we'd take them over to juvenile bookings, and we'd hold them until their parents got there if they wanted to release them. That was up to the juvenile justice magistrate or whatever you want to call it. And it was a whole lot different. They used to keep them. Now they don't keep them.
Absolutely. It's a great point.
You know,
Claude, thanks so much. I got to run. I got to run. Got to coming up on a heartbreak here. Coming up right after the 8:30 news, and thanks for your call, sir, is we're going to take a look at, there's a new film out we are going to talk to the filmmaker. It's regarding Iraq War veterans. It is called The Last 600 Meters. And so we'll talk with Michael Pack, director and producer of The Last 600 Meters, in just a moment. I want to tell you about Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny has done an amazing job at selling homes. He's got a database of nearly 13,000 people that are really willing and able, pre-qualified, looking to buy your home. And I think it's it causes a lot of headaches and burdens and hassles for a lot of people when it comes to that, as far as, getting a home sold. But Vinny, right now, he's got it all. He's got, just want to remind you that he's got incredible this holiday season. He's going above and beyond with the Home for the Holidays initiative, touching hearts across Maryland and lower Pennsylvania. He's waiving his entire commission to help one deserving family buy or sell a home, ensuring they're cozied up in their new space just in time for the magic of the season, gathering around the trees, sharing laughter, building those forever memories in amid tough times. So if you want to know someone who's struggling, a family facing hardship, a veteran in need, or anyone deserving of this miracle, nominate them now. Be part of the joy. Hurry, the clock is ticking. Final day to nominate is this Friday, November 14th. Head to homewithvinny.com right away. That's homewithvinny.com. And let's rally together and create a holiday miracle that could change someone's life forever. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Annapolis police are investigating two shots fired incidents. The first was reported just before midnight Sunday in the area of Clay Street and Abney Lane. Officers went door to door to talk to residents, and they confirmed hearing gunshots. Police say two unknown people were seen running toward West Washington Street, but a canvas of the area did not turn up any evidence. While police were investigating that report, another call came in for shots fired along the 700 block of Newtown Drive. When police arrived, they found a crime scene and saw an iPhone on the ground in the area. Three vehicles appeared to have been damaged during the incident. And bail has been denied for a 15-year-old charged as an adult in Saturday's screwdriver assault at the Towson Town Center. The teen from Baltimore City is charged with six counts, including attempted second-degree murder and armed robbery in connection with the attack. During a bond hearing Monday, the judge also denied a defense request to hold the teen in a juvenile facility. According to prosecutors, the suspect and several other teens allegedly assaulted the victim and stole his watch. The victim was struck in the head with a screwdriver while trying to retrieve his watch and was taken to a hospital for treatment. The suspect, who has a juvenile record, faces a preliminary hearing on November 21st. And the city council is considering a measure that could increase the pay for commercial security guards. Councilman Jermaine Jones introduced the security officer's compensation bill Monday, saying it sets one clear standard for pay and benefits for men and women who guard Baltimore's largest commercial buildings. Jones says the measure would ensure that fair compensation reflects the values of the service that they provide. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Veterans Day is a day that we set aside in our nation to honor those who have served their country in military service, recognizing them as the front line in keeping America free. We remember those who have defended America in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Space Force, Marines, and the Coast Guard, as well as the Merchant Marines, the Reserves, and the National Guard during times of war. From the war for independence to Afghanistan and Iraq, the brave men and women who served to keep the rest of us free deserve recognition. Patriotism should rise above politics, meaning thanks should be given to those who have served as Republicans, Democrats, and independents. I pray that the sacrifices made by so many will not go unrewarded. History will be the final judge, and I pray that it will be kind to our cause. I also pray that God will protect and preserve each one who wears or has worn in the uniform, and will also be merciful to America, keeping us safe and free. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Moment of Truth.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
BW Parkway northbound is still slow right here at Route 32. The wreck was up at 175 and at one point had most of the lanes blocked. It's a slow recovery now, but still backed up right here. So it's still taking 10 to 15 minutes for the traffic northbound through there. They're still working at the accident scene on 95 North, coming up through Howard County after the bridge at Montgomery Road. And before you get to the Patapsco River Bridge, the wreckers are still there in the median. And, of course, everybody's looking at it. So there's still a slowdown as you're coming north from Howard County up through that area. In Howard County, there was a minor wreck at the ramp at Route 29 at the ramp to Broken Land Parkway. And keep in mind the active fire call in the city on Liberty Heights Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy, blustery, and chilly today with temperatures in the mid-40s. Wind chills feel like temperatures in the low 30s as winds gust up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, too, with lows falling back into the low 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Little thunder and lightning in that Ravens backfield Sunday afternoon. Talking about Keaton Mitchell, when he was called upon, rushed twice for 31 yards in a key Ravens drive leading to a score, including a 22-yarder around end. Here's Harbaugh when asked what the plan is for the Ravens scat back.
Yeah, more. We should... And we were kind of intentional. We wanted to do more, you know, just for whatever reason, we didn't get to it. But definitely want to see more Keaton. You know, I think more you can mix it up. It's hard to take. I mean, you know, it's hard to take plays off Derrick Henry's plate. You know?
Meanwhile, the injury to cornerback Marlon Humphrey, a finger issue, not really specified at this point, but here's Humphrey on it after the game.
Honestly, I'm really not sure. I had a deal happen Friday, so it's kind of, I honestly have never really dealt with something kind of like this. So it's a little bit experimental for me. So
Coach Harbaugh saying yesterday it could be a minor surgery for Humphrey. He could miss 1 to 2 weeks. Elsewhere in the NFL, blow double-digit leads in the fourth quarter, get fired. That's the situation that Brian Daboll is in now, the former coach of the Giants. Double-digit blown leads this year that ended in losses, all on the road. Assistant head coach Mike Kafka takes over for New York. Monday Night Football last night in Green Bay, the Eagles fly over the Packers. 10-7 was the final. Major League Baseball, not the only sports entity in the throes of a gambling scandal. You know about the NBA, but now the NCAA has doubled its investigation, revoking the eligibility of six men's college basketball players as a result of three separate sports betting cases. Players from Arizona State, University of New Orleans, and Mississippi Valley State have been been suspended and accused of either manipulating their performances to lose games, not cover bet lines, or ensure certain prop bets were reached. The NCAA saying last month it was investigating at least 30 current or former players for gambling allegations. High school football, St. Francis National Showdown game against Florida Power IMG Academy has now been canceled. The game was supposed to have been played last Friday, was rescheduled for December 1st, but now in a statement, the school saying that the extended layoff between games raised concerns around player health and safety and the college transition for our seniors. On this day in sports history, 1981, Fernando Valenzuela of the Dodgers becomes the first rookie to win a Cy Young Award, and in 1982, the Orioles naming Joe Altobelli as their manager, succeeding the first retirement of Earl Weaver. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Today is Veterans Day, and a happy Veterans Day to all who have served in all branches of the military. There is a very powerful, impactful film that debuted last night nationally called The Last 600 Meters. We are fortunate to have the producer-director of the film, Michael Pack, is with us on our newsmaker hotline. He resides here in Maryland, Chevy Chase, and he's with us now on our hotline. Michael, good morning, and welcome to the program. Well, hang on a second. It would help if I push the right button. There, Michael, you there?
I'm here. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear. That was my bad. Okay. So, question, The Last 600 Meters, what does that refer to?
Well, it's based on a line from a Special Forces sniper in the film who says, "I don't make foreign policy, I deliver the last 600 meters of it," meaning what he can see through a sniper scope. And that's the thrust of the film. We tell the story of the two biggest battles of the Iraq War, in fact, the two biggest battles America has fought since Vietnam, the two battles of Fallujah and Najaf. And we try to tell the story, we do tell the story from the point of view of the people who fought there, from corporals and sergeants up to one-star generals, but the ones that were in the field commanding troops. So we don't go into politics, we don't interview politicians or diplomats or senior military people. We focus on the battles and what it's like on the ground truth, and we try to tell it as a battle story as if it were Gettysburg or Iwo Jima or any other famous battle.
No, I do think, and I applaud you for that, because I do think there's a place for films that that celebrate the men and women fighting in this country that tells it, you know, that, as you put it, the ground truth. These are the people that are on the ground fighting, and we're not we're not injecting any politics. There's not any bias. There's no narrative here. It's just the men and women telling the stories of how they fought these horrific battles.
Exactly. And it's especially appropriate today, Veterans Day. I think, especially for the Iraq War, there's a lot of focus on PTSD and troubles coming home. And while all that is important, I think veterans want to be remembered by what they did in battle, their courage, their valor, or as Marines like to say, the courage and valor of their buddies. So we don't do enough of that. And I think the veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan War, they're celebrating them has been clouded by people's mixed feelings about the war. But it doesn't matter, as you just said, what you think about the war. Still, these young men and women put their lives on the line for us and for the country, and we need to celebrate it.
Yeah, well, politicians start wars and soldiers fight them, you know. And,
exactly.
I mean, and that's the truth. And the fact here is that these are men and women put in harm's way. These are, you know, in some cases, as we've seen before, Fallujah was a, I mean, you say Najaf as well, but Fallujah, I remember, was an extremely, very difficult battle. And sort of a different military fight now. These urban warfare is kind of new. We really didn't see it until we got into Iraq per se, and now we're seeing it elsewhere. We're seeing it in Ukraine and maybe in other places. So this is really the first film I think that may tackle that as well, not just telling their stories, but this whole concept of urban warfare.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, this kind of war, as you say, is going on in Ukraine, even more so, maybe more closely parallel in Gaza. And if we're going to be involved in these kind of wars, we should at least understand them. And I think we will get sucked into another war like that. They're hard to avoid. But it puts particular strain and difficulty on the soldiers and Marines. I mean, they're asked to. They're fighting, in the case of Fallujah, they're clearing it house by house, and each time they knock in a door, on the other side of the door is the person, a civilian that they helped, someone who's hiding a weapon or a suicide vest, or someone they're supposed to help, someone that's going to try to kill them, and they have to make those decisions in split seconds, you know, constantly through these battles. So, and then, as you say, there's also the changing rules of engagement. At one point, they're asked to go into Fallujah, then they're pulled out of Fallujah. As politics change, we don't evaluate those political changes, but you can really see their impact in the field on the soldiers and Marines that are fighting.
Yeah. Whether it's
a different kind of warfare.
Whether it was the 38th Parallel or Hamburger Hill, this has been going on for decades with the territorial political decisions. More with Michael Pack. The film is The Last 600 Meters. We'll tell you how you can see it coming up in just a second. Right now we'll pause for traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here is Chuck Whitaker.
On 95 northbound coming up into Baltimore County has now cleared at the bridge at 895. The wreckers have left the scene very quickly back to normal there. BW Parkway still slow looking at you live here at Route 32. The wreck was further north at 175. And, of course, the parkway through there is only two lanes anyway. So very slow northbound. It's taking a little while for the rest of that to clear, even though the report is that most of that is now on the shoulder. The activity now with the fire call is still there. Just heard the equipment go out again. Liberty Heights Avenue, Hilton Street, between there and Druid Park Drive. It's an active fire call in the city up on the northwest side. And because of the big fire in the city yesterday, Keswick Road is still closed at 33rd Street in the Hamden area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, blustery today, mid-40s. Wind chill's going to make it feel like the 30s. Pretty much the same for overnight. And then we start to warm up tomorrow, sunny in mid-50s. Right now, downtown Baltimore is 32 and in Forest Hills, 31. On our Newsmaker Hotline, producer-director Michael Pack with, of course, Manigault Productions, Palladium Pictures. By the way, The Last 600 Meters, I want to point out, won the highest honors at the GI Film Festival in D.C. and the Hudson Institute Film Festival in New York City. So this is a quality film. Michael, in making this film, what struck you as what stood out when you're talking with these soldiers and reliving these battles? What was your big takeaway here?
Well, one of the things was that I was originally going to focus on technology in warfare, but as I dug into the research, I can see that a lot of it really depended on the grit and valor of these mostly men and one woman in the film. And so there's one story, which is told by Seth Moulton, now a Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, that in one of the squads in his platoon, one of these men was caught in the Battle of Najaf, which, as you say, is not as well known as Fallujah, but also a huge battle, fighting below ground in this hotel. And he was right across an insurgent, and the space was too confined. They couldn't get their weapon out, so they both pulled their knives, and it was like a knife fight, and it ended with the American Marine stabbing the surgeon in the eye and killing him. So here's a knife fight, you know, not a high-tech warfare, not a bloodless battle. A knife fight, it could have happened 100 years ago or 300 years ago, and relied on the courage and toughness of that Marine. So there's a lot of that in the film, and I was really struck by that. I mean, the technology is important. There's a Spectre gunship above them, but when you're below ground and you're in close combat, the Spectre gunship is not much help. So I was really struck by that courage of those young people. And often they're 18, 20, 22 years old, very young people.
Yeah, it is amazing. And as we know, Marines are first in the fight. These were two very difficult. And the truth, other truths of war is that, you know, boots on the ground is what holds territory. And in order to do that, it's often hand-to-hand combat. And that's, you were just so aptly described there in the last 600 meters. And I think the other thing that's challenging for urban warfare, it is difficult when you have people that have been wounded in battle, that have fallen, and you need to evac them and get them out so they get the necessary medical attention. That is exponentially more difficult, is it not?
Indeed, it really is. We have two stories of people being wounded. I mean, the most dramatic one at the end of the Second Battle of Fallujah is Marines that are trapped in crossfire in this house, and more and more Marines go in to try to pull them out until finally very heroic Marines have to sneak in through the back entrance by taking off their Kevlar and pushing their bodies through this window with bars. But that's right. They need to protect the commitment to pull your buddies out and get them medevaced out of there. It puts a special pressure on these kind of battles, and the insurgents know how to exploit that.
No, it just, it's incredible. The last 600 meters, we now know what the title means. Thanks for that. So how do we see it? I understand there was big debut last night on PBS and nationwide. It begins streaming today?
It'll be streaming today. It's possible that if you don't want to pay even $3 to Amazon, that your station will rebroadcast it. I think both MPT in Maryland and WETA in D.C. are planning to rebroadcast it during the week. But it's probably easier to go to Amazon and just get it from Amazon. It's available there today. And if you want to find out more, you can go to one of our two websites, which is ManifoldProductions.com, which has our older films, including this one. And other kind of films are on our new website, PalladiumPictures.com. We also have an incubator that's open if you know filmmakers that need money to make a short film, and we give them a grant and we oversee it, so that's open as well. So they can go to either of those two websites. And my X account is MichaelPack_.
Very good. Michael, thank you for making this film. I'm sure there are many veterans that feel the same way. It's important to tell these stories in their words, in their actions, without bias, without any kind of political spin.
Exactly our attention. Thank you, Sean.
All right, Michael Pack, again, that's ManifoldProductions.com, and we'll be looking for it at MPT or ETA sometime this week, or you can stream it at Amazon. And thanks again. The film was called The Last 600 Meters. Michael, great talking with you.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day. Right. It's 8:50, time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, two police officers in Kentucky ended up having to save a horse that was stuck in a swimming pool. They made a lasso out of a garden hose. Here are the homeowners and Officer Trey McKnight talking about this amazing rescue.
All four legs were stuck through the cover, and they were thrashing about.
You know how long the horse could hold his head above water. So I composed the lasso, and me and my sergeant lassoed the horse and pulled him over to the stairs, and he walked right out.
Yeah. There we go. Come this way, baby.
I did tell my sergeant that they're going to take my gun and issue me a lasso.
Incredible story. That's not easy, pulling a horse with a garden hose as a lasso out of a pool. Kudos to those guys, huh? Brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day, their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Do you know what the shutdown was? It was the Democrats' 2025 COVID. They used COVID to attack the Trump economy in the election year, and when that didn't work, they burned down the country in the summer of 2020. The shutdown was their COVID. They were hoping that this would hobble Trump's economy. This shutdown was going to destroy the holiday season. It was going to destroy the fourth quarter of 2025, and it's not going to work.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Happy Veterans Day to our U.S. Coast Guard's men and women. And again, that is the U.S. Coast Guard's theme. And for all that have served in every branch of the military, we want to thank you for your service. And if you do see a soldier, airman, sailor, a submariner, doesn't matter, thank them for their service. Buy them a cup of coffee or treat them to a lunch, whatever the case may be. Tell them that's one way we can thank them. Salute to Service is going to be held this upcoming Saturday. Salute to Service Golf Tournament and Benefit Concert. And that's going to be Liberty Road, Sykesville, Maryland. Rob Carson's going to be out there, and Deplorabella will be there as well. It's a Salute to Service Golf Tournament. Grab a foursome, play in the tournament, or purchase tickets at the 80s concert featuring the 80s band Weird Science. That's going to be this coming Saturday, the Salute to Service 80s Rewind. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. all day long. It's 1346 West Liberty Road in Sykesville. Okay. I was having technical difficulties with Chuck, and he will not be able to join us at this point. But your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, blustery in the mid-40s today. Gusty winds can reach 30 to 35 miles per hour, and that wind chill is going to take it down into the low 30s. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing fine. And you?
I feel good today.
Okay.
You're not going to believe this. So I decided to quit my sleeping pills. It's over-the-counter, Unisom.
Okay.
But it took 6 days for me to actually get a good night's sleep, and last night was the first night.
Hey, that's great. That's wonderful.
I know. I'm so happy, and I feel so...
Now you got to be careful with that stuff. It's habit forming.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is. I've been taking those since, gosh, it has to be maybe 18 years now. Yeah. But I've been taking sleeping pills every night.
Again, the rescue sleep aid is very, very good. There's PM spray. Rescue PM is what it's called.
Okay.
PM spray or PM liquid, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
It is non-habit forming. It's all natural, and it does help. So.
Okay. So those nights where I'm just like up and my mind won't stop racing. All right. I'll have to look into that. Of course, we have lots to talk about today. More from Towson. The Towson Mall update. I did not think that this kid was 15 years old.
With a rap sheet.
Yes. Yeah. I assumed he was the 17-year-old,
right.
And I assumed a lot. I also did not realize that he decided to stab this other young man in the head with the screwdriver.
Right.
So this now opens up a whole new can of worms. I do appreciate the judge holding this individual. How many times have we seen judges not hold
Right.
These kids that are violent. So we're going to talk about that at length. Obviously, we're also going to talk about Ivan Bates and his update and his announcement. Apparently, there's a commission that's deciding to end charging juveniles.
Yeah, they're recommending it.
Yeah.
But Will Smith, our buddy.
Of course, he's going to push this through. So, of course, you know, I appreciate the fact that Ivan Bates is standing up, but we need more people. More people in the Democrat Party to stand up for everyone else. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk at 10 o'clock, Delegate Boucher. He'll be joining us. We're going to talk about the vehicle emissions fees, what he thinks he can do to get that out of committee. I'm not convinced that we're going to, you know, not see vehicle administration or emissions test fees in the future, but if he believes that he can get this through and he's got bipartisan support, I want to hear more about it. Then also, Sean, I look forward to your interview tomorrow with Ed Hale.
Yeah, Ed's going to be in studio for a full hour.
I'm so excited.
So if you've got any questions you want to ask, let us know.
No, well, you always ask the right questions, but I can't wait to hear it because, you know, more and more people are talking about how Governor Wes Moore is just not here in the state and does not want this job.
Yeah,
so the East
Coast Gavin, as we're calling him
yeah.
now.
Yeah, no, that's, I was calling him Welfare West, but you know what? East Coast Gavin also makes sense. So all that more coming up next.
Bye, Kim.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gary Zimmerman is on the line with us here from Wreaths Across America. Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're fine, sir. Tell us, we know about Wreaths Across America. We know the mission is to remember, honor, and teach. And can you explain what that all means?
Sure. Wreaths Across America has a kind of a fascinating story. It kind of started in 1992 with a fellow by the name of Merle Worcester. Now, Merle had a wreath company up in upstate Maine. And in that particular year, he ended up with a bunch of surplus wreaths. And he remembered that as a kid, he had visited Arlington National Cemetery. So he got permission to put these surplus wreaths on some graves in a not much visited area of Arlington that year. And it made such an emotional impact on him. This turned into be kind of a family pilgrimage for a number of years. And himself and some friends and some volunteers, and he had a buddy who was had a trucking company that brought the wreaths down to Arlington. Anyway, that lasted until 2005. And in 2005, it happened to snow that year, and a photographer took a picture of the wreaths against the headstones in Arlington against the backdrop of the snow. And that picture went viral on the internet. And as a result of that, the Worcester family ended up with a whole bunch of people clamoring to volunteer to help them at Arlington, and some people even wanted to expand it to their own local cemeteries. And that's kind of the genesis of how Wreaths Across America got started.
Now, we got about a minute left, so I just want to make sure we get, for people who do want to volunteer or they want to donate, whether it's at Arlington or whether it's a local cemetery, Gary, how do they do that?
Okay, the easiest way to do it is obviously on the internet, wreathsacrossamerica.org. If you also just Google Wreaths Across America, there's a number of websites that come up for local cemeteries. And if you're interested in actually braving Arlington, there's a website for that as well.
Very good. Gary, Wreaths Across America, you're a Vietnam veteran. Thank you for your service. Appreciate that here on Veterans Day. And hopefully a ton of our listeners, and I know they will help volunteer or donate to Wreaths Across America. Thanks again for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
All right, that's Gary Zimmerman. Thanks, Kristen. Great job on the music selection today. Wonderful job on that. And we'll be back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.